So what I'd like to do is go, well, there's a couple things we have to do. One is we still have not really discussed the contract length. We had a brief discussion at the last minute of two meetings ago. We didn't talk about it much last meeting because March wasn't here. So we put a placeholder in of the 5 to 7, but we need to have a discussion about the length of the contract. Then I would like us to go through just sort of a page by page and to the comments that are existing that people have made. And while we get to each page, if somebody has something they want to interject about that page, let's talk about it. The one thing that Manna had asked me, she said the dissenting opinions. So there were three items so far. Well, there's two so far. One was the whether they're UCRA or should be continue or it should be a county department. That was one where there was dissent. The other was on the bonding where there was dissent. The third one, and I expect there will be dissent, is on the length of the contract. So
and on, I was going to correct that, and on the appointments. I agree we should have 9 people, but I don't think it should all be
okay.
County.
I was not aware of that one. So,
but
let me
you
can I? Can I finish though? With just sort of laying this out before we get sidetracked, please. Mm-hmm. I apologize, but I think we really need to stay focused today and get this done today. So, before
can
we get to
when we get to the point, can
But let me just finish what I'm saying about the process here. So, the dissent, I had planned to include it in the chart itself. Manna thought it should be in the key point section in the text, and I don't have a great, you know, pro or con for either one. So whatever the group thinks, I just wanted to bring that up so when we get to the key. So with that,
can I say one thing on that? One modification that would help me would be instead of the committee where there's dissension, most of the committee. That mm-hmm. way it indicates that
sure,
there wasn't 100% agreement.
And we did agree at the last meeting that the people that are dissenting, initially we had just said one member. The people that were dissenting had, if I remember correctly, at the last meeting said they did not mind being named by name. So whatever the outcome of that discussion is, we either will say, you know, one member, two members, or we'll say by name. So with that, I'd really like to start with the contract because I feel like we didn't get a full discussion of the length of the contract. And then, yeah.
I gave that some thought, and I'm fine with 5 to 7 years. I do think it should say that UCRA should continue to manage the solid waste for now, but we don't have to, because I want people to understand that there's been difficulty. We think that this report and these suggestions and whatever process follows can work that out, but my concrete suggestion in terms of, we talked about benchmarks, would be that the first year, the zero waste implementation plan, using the collaborative process, the zero waste implementation plan gets completed and brought to the legislature for adoption. And in terms of the Reuse Innovation Center, the first year that gets sited and designed and built and operational the second year. I will be much more comfortable with concrete benchmarks. There may be others, but those two, because I'm frustrated with how those two issues have been, you know, kicked down the road. So those are my two thoughts.
Yep, Tracy?
So I like the suggestion of very concrete benchmarks, and I imagine those concrete benchmarks being contractual. The suggestion would be that they would be put into the contract with the agency. I am really reluctant to support the 5 to 7 year, but I also really feel that anywhere we can reach consensus, we are making a much stronger recommendation. So I'm open to having my mind changed, and I hope that others will be open where we haven't, in those instances where we haven't reached consensus, because again, where we can be united, I think we'll be heard differently. My problem with the 5 to 7 years is, I think to the extent that we can address concerns and have measurable benchmarks in the contract that would obviously have to be agreed upon by both parties and funded as appropriate, two things. One, a 5 to 7 years to me says that this is a test period, which it technically is, but it's like, how do we make big investments? How do we move toward the big, big things in such a short term? And second, my understanding has always been that we have an out in the contract. We always have an out in the contract. Even in the previous contract, in that previous iteration of this committee, we were investigating whether or not to get out of the contract in advance of the contract and just navigating what it would mean financially, because we would have to assume the debt. But that says to me that there was a way to get out of the contract. So given that the county always has a way to get out of the contract, it may cost money, why would we limit? Why wouldn't we have a contract that included the benchmarks that those at the table are concerned about and got as specific as necessary, and we could recommend it be as specific as necessary, but contemplated the longer term big things. I don't think you can do it in 5 years.
I'm concerned that the agency will be required to take on some debt for the purpose of meeting some of these benchmarks, like the Reuse Innovation Center, and then the contract really should continue during the life of the debt, or the county should assume that responsibility in some way. I'm not really sure, but I just feel like there's a little bit of a disconnect in the 5 to 7 versus we're saying, hey, can you take on the life of a 30-year building? So I think that it needs to be addressed. And just going back to what Mana said, I think adoption of zero waste is not really in the contract, right? That's a direction to the legislature. The Reuse Innovation Center, I would just urge, I'm concerned that design 1 year, build the next, we takes us so long to build in site. We have to give a little bit more time, I think. Not 5 years, but, and maybe give flexibility on sort of planning, design, building, and saying have all that done by a certain time period, you know, 36 months or 40 months or something like that.
So I would agree with that, because just to get through the design, because you're going to have to bid for the design process, then you're going to have to bid for the construction process.
Right.
We've all seen that a 1 year.
You have to find a site.
You have to find a
site. You got to find a site. So I agree that 1 and 2 years is probably too limiting, but I hear what Mana is saying. You don't want to just say 5 years.
There has to be progress. Like maybe we can even break it down into like smaller milestones in that period of time.
Yeah. I think I would agree with what March and Tracy are saying about the debt, because if it's a shorter contract, you know, they are taking on debt. Yes, the county would have to, if it expired or wasn't renewed or ended, the county would have to take that on, but I agree that that's where it is automatically. I'm trying to wrap my head around what is the right number. Is it 20? Is it 15? I don't know what that number is, and I don't have a great feel. I mean, I certainly would welcome some input from Mark on what he thinks, but Tracy, you had your hand up, so let me let you.
Yeah, I was just gonna, I was gonna also agree with March on the timing, but on the urgency, both in terms of the Reuse Innovation Center, but just the reality is, first year design, second year build, and occupied, probably not realistic.
Yeah.
I don't know, and again, these are one of those things that we don't have the time to figure out. Like, it's not exactly on our plate. But again, based on the previous work, given that the contemplation was dissolving the agency, the hurdle, the absolute understanding, it wasn't a maybe, was if we ask for authority to dissolve the agency, we are going to have to satisfy the debt. We, the county. Like, that was clear without, it wasn't in the contract exactly, but it just was, now maybe it's been because of the net service fee. I have no idea. But, yeah, I definitely, I think that has to be addressed, and maybe Mark has an answer, but I also just want to really reflect, like, a shared confidence moving forward with the ability to say this isn't working if it isn't. But if the contract contains many of these, you know, milestones that we want to see, the ZWIP being in some ways the easiest, and it should be collaborative. The ZWIP, I mean, that's some of my notes in here, that the ZWIP really needs to be a partnership between UCRA and the county, because both are equally affected by its outcomes, and they can inform each other. But the RIC following it, and there may be other things that we want to recommend as milestones in the contract, especially if we're not thinking of it as a 5-year. But if we're making a recommendation for a local or regional landfill, I just really feel that if we ask for a 5-year contract, it's going to be 5 years of ZWIP and the RIC and no movement on the landfill at all. So I would like to see if we can come to a way where we can recommend a longer number.
Tim?
And I'd also like clarity. Maybe Amanda knows, maybe Mark knows from his previous tenure or the current tenure, because I haven't looked at the contract right now, but does the county have an out of the contract?
It doesn't have that cancellation clause that our other contracts have.
Yeah. Again, because it was written 30 years ago, so that was before we had the at the convenience clauses, I think, in our non-contract.
But we could probably put a clause that would allow for an out, but requiring that debt be satisfied.
Yeah.
Can I ask just a technical question?
Yeah, and then I want to get to Jim. Yeah.
On to that point. Because now we are low control, does that change like what an out would look like?
Not if the county
took
it over.
Take over responsibility.
If the county took it over, if no private entity would take it over.
Well, I mean, waste management is a county responsibility, right? That is given to this agency through
right.
the state enabling.
Right.
But through before we had flow control, like if that contract was severed,
it would kind of like be like, well, the town just needs to contract with waste management, or you know, you could see a system where people were just using private haulers to either at the municipal level or at the individual level, right? And I was just trying to think through, since we do have flow control, like what that.
Right, I guess the main responsibility is the planning unit, right? And so doesn't mean the county department would actually have to take over the transfer stations if the contract was dissolved. But I think to your point, if you were to dissolve the contract, you would probably have to go back in and do something with the flow control law.
Unless the county assumed responsibility as a department, then flow control would have no problem sustaining.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't the county as a department or whatever you want to call it, if it became that system that you were talking about where all the then flow control would have to be removed.
Can
legislation is clear that flow control cannot go to a private entity.
Before we get, and Jim, just 1 second, then I'll get right back to you. Before we get too deep, though, into solving the legal issues, I think if we put a concept in our report, that's why the legislature and the executive's office have attorneys. They're going to tell them what they legally can.
Yeah,
I don't think it's up to the 7 of us to try to solve that.
It's a pretty major change in kind of the baseline conditions from when the last time the contract was drafted.
Well, we could just make a recommendation that the county, you know, as part of our recommendation, the county has includes a termination clause or something like that. Let me get to Jim because he's been very patient.
Well, first of all, I just wanted to clarify, Mark, so you don't think we need 5 to 7 years? You're more comfortable without term, without like a 5 to 7 year clause in this recommendation?
I would be more comfortable with a 15-year term in the contract.
And Amanda, I'm curious, what the executive, you know, from, I have, we haven't heard from you. I'm curious what your thoughts are on this.
On the contract?
Yeah, on the length of the contract.
Well, I think, you know, the question that I was just trying to ask for that discussion, like, I think that's an important part of it, because it's a piece of, we've changed kind of the system by having flow control. But it, I generally feel that the reason why the we have a resource recovery agency is for long-term planning, and that we should be enabling them to do that.
So I would move then that we just strike 5 to 7 years and say the UCRA and Ulster County should sign a new contract with agreed-upon milestones in 2025.
Not speak to the term.
Don't speak to the team. Let, you know, let the experts figure that out. You know, the people, we have Mark, we have Amanda, we have, you know, all the people who are going to be figuring this out. I mean, you've convinced me that...
I like the suggestion.
...that the, you know, we it is our job, and I think expressing confidence in the agency that way is good.
Should so we include the word long-term so we at least convey our message?
No, contract. No, that contract. May, you know, contract okay. is a contract. Whatever, whatever works out as yep. the... County in the
okay.
work out.
Let me get Babette's opinion here on it.
The agency over the past decade or more has had a lot of problems, and I think that it is important to indicate that this is a trial period, and I think it's also important to give concrete benchmarks. That's what we had agreed on. The only justification for a long-term contract is the responsibility to build a local or regional landfill, but there's more to it, and we emphasize this diversion. So, Tracy asked the question, why do we want to put these benchmarks in? Maybe not paraphrasing it very well, but it's to give the agency guidance. And
I agree with benchmarks.
Yeah, I think benchmarks are a good idea. I think we should put benchmarks in.
I didn't say why should we. I agree with putting benchmarks in.
Yeah, as do I. I just think that we shouldn't, you know, if the majority of the people here and the experts in the room think it's not a good idea to have a term, a 5 to 7 year term. I think with benchmarks, then we write a contract, and you know.
With
and
benchmarks.
I feel more comfortable, honestly, because you know, by hearing about all this, with an out for the county, if there's an out can be built in, you know.
March.
So the way I fully support benchmarks, 1,000%. I actually feel like it's really necessary.
Can I just, is there anyone here who doesn't think benchmarks are? Because then we can just sort of move.
You have to say milestones or benchmarks.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to decide what those benchmarks are. But
yeah.
Also, we're all in agreement that benchmarks are important.
But can I just finish my statement, which is the one of the reasons I like benchmarks is if benchmarks are not met, the contract has been breached, and it gives the county an ability to terminate the contract.
So we word it as with contractually required benchmarks.
May we hear from you?
Yes.
Can I just weigh in on that and then a couple other things? So I think that's fair and that's a good point. But like if a benchmark is site a countywide landfill by a certain amount of time and then the legislature submits resolution after resolution opposing a landfill site in any town that we come up with, that's not really a breach of contract terms for the county to get out of. Well, but if there's a bonding cap and other things, then it will be almost impossible for the agency to get that
done. Doable benchmarks that are within your control.
Right. And just to respond to that before we move on, that's a contractual negotiation.
Sure.
To make sure that that is put in there, that it, you know, that's sort of beyond what this committee's, you know. I think we're agreeing benchmarks are necessary. I don't want to get into the what ifs. I agree with you that if you can't do it, you can't do it.
And to the point that benchmarks are necessary, I agree with that. If this is the last or one of the last two, we're just starting to talk about benchmarks in this committee. I think benchmarks being in the committee and that being a recommendation is great, but to try to decide what those benchmarks would be today or in the week to come, I don't think is going to be helpful because in your recommendation, if you say benchmarks are important and maybe lay out one or two, that's one thing. But like, I don't think this committee should spend a lot of time.
No, but I think that I think we're all in agreement that this WIP and the reuse center need to be immediate. Mm-hmm. So I feel that we should say those two particular ones. You know, we're not going to put a ton of benchmarks that we're not writing the contract. We're just, but we're trying to convey. Remember, this is a report to the legislature who can do whatever they want with it.
Right.
So I think we have to be clear in our direction, not just say benchmarks. If we don't specify them, then the legislature could go off totally on their own benchmarks or none at all.
They
still
can
anyway,
though.
Correct.
I mean,
but
they
we
will
still
do
should
that
be
anyway.
Sending our message.
And then if I could just wrap up. So I don't really have a preference on term or not term. For this contract, I do think it will be, if there is bonding out there that we've spent money on and the county decides to cancel the contract, it will be the responsibility of the county to pick up on that that funding. And I think holding us to some kind of, you know, more than just milestones, but like a five-year contract with five-year extensions or something like that, that we can point to and say, we have the authority because we have these built-in extensions, but we'll have to meet our obligations in some amount of time. But I understand not wanting to put any term in there, and I'm fine with that. On the last two benchmarks that are definitely going in there, I again reiterate that it's fine to put in a benchmark that the reuse center has to be built by a certain time, but there needs to be funding associated with the county, and the same with the zero waste implementation plan. That's not something that the agency is ready to just take on for no fee.
Agreed.
I can understand that for the Reuse Innovation Center. I don't understand it for the Zero Waste Implementation Plan that is 75% done and just needs somebody to pull it together.
I don't know that it's about making a plan. Are you talking about implementation?
Mark's talking about implementation.
I'm talking about both. I mean, it's 75% done, but it was how much? I'm sorry, just really quick. What was the county paid in
$5,000.
So you had a Reuse Innovation Center feasibility study. I know. But you had a Reuse Innovation Center feasibility study that cost about $100,000 or $75,000. And then there's a ZWIP plan, which is, I think, bigger, right? That was done for $5,000 that we're supposed to finish, which is supposedly 75% done,
pretty
but
close.
I haven't looked.
Yeah.
I mean, this actually captures a lot of that.
It's very clearly documented, and it just takes somebody to take responsibility. That's all that it takes.
Yeah.
But somebody has to pay for who's going to take that responsibility.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I understand Mark's point. I mean, we budget very close to the bone.
Right,
I understand his reluctance. It may be something that we can settle in contract, but
right.
I don't want to leave here thinking that, all right, we've agreed to do this, and we're going to necessarily pay for it. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. It's hard when you're sharing, but I do want to point out again, this is a recommendation to the legislature, and we just need to give our best recommendation to them. We can't. What's in here is not necessarily. It's not set in stone, and that's where the contract negotiation is going to involve in that, which is going to involve your attorneys, it's going to involve the county's attorneys, the legislature's attorneys. And, you know, we're giving what the seven of us think are priorities, and I think it's important to say. So, but we're not, I feel like we're starting to get too deep into the minutia, and I don't mean that it's not important, but I think, you know, we're trying to take the next steps of action steps, and at the end of the day, that's not what we're doing. So I don't know which one of you. Yeah.
I don't think anybody here was talking about contractually requiring the agency to take those things on without an understanding that that costs money, and there's going to have to be financial investment. But I do think that having the agency intimately involved in the planning of those two things is going to make it feasible to do it, because when there are recommendations that you know, that your team knows can't be done or has to be done a certain way, you're going to be at the table to do it. So I for one would really like to see, since we have been talking about these two items as benchmarks in here, with the understanding that there is some sort of funding support, whether it be literally a budget line during contractual period or coming back as a net service fee. Yeah.
I agree with all of that.
Yeah, and next question.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a lot of what I was going to say. I mean, because I think net service fee could be one of the ways that the Resource Innovation Center investment might be partially handled, depending on the contract negotiations. What I think is important is, you know, the involvement of the agency, if the agency stays in this role, as that hub and spoke system makes its rollout, the agency is basically remaking itself in the public eye as well. And the ZWIP, you know, I wouldn't put the ZWIP as an agency responsibility strictly from my perspective. It really needs to be a partnership between the agency and the legislature
right.
in getting it finished. But I think not having the agency more engaged at the table. Much of what the ZWIP recommends are legislative actions that aren't agency actions, but that would impact the agency. So everyone should be talking. And I think that agency's involvement, it's sort of low-hanging fruit. I think it would be, I do think we shouldn't get too into the weeds in terms of the recommendation, but I think if it is in the contract as a contractual obligation, I think it'll be an easy example of collaboration success, because I think it's much farther than you think without looking at it. It's going to be doable. The ZWIP is going to be doable if the agency takes it on with the legislature.
Mark, a question for you. I know the agency has the Zero Waste Committee, the subcommittee that's been meeting. Are they working at all from the ZWIP, or are they doing their own work? Or, I mean, obviously the items, the content is similar.
I mean, Donna, Chair Egan was on the planning for the ZWIP, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. No.
Donna. She was on the recycling.
She's on the recycling oversight, yeah.
Yes.
When you wrote the ZWIP. Yeah.
No, the ZWIP was different people than the recycling.
Okay, so she was on the recycling oversight committee.
Yeah, when we wrote it and submitted it.
I know she's read it and looked at it.
And then the Department of Environment.
She's somewhat working off of it, but I don't think she's following.
But she's aware of it, and there's already...
Yeah, to bring it together.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I just wanted to be sure it wasn't like two totally different reports trying to be brought together. So... Can I just ask, because what I'm hearing, and I just want to make sure we're all in agreement, so we're going to take out any term.
I disagree with that.
Okay. So may I disagree?
I think if we're taking out a term, we should put in definite benchmarks that should be reviewed 5 years into the contract.
Well, that was my next question, is what the time frame for the benchmarks? And 5 was what stuck in my head. I think the ZWIP, though, should be 3 years maximum.
The ZWIP should be a year. It's 2 years overdue. I would go for 3 years for full construction and operation of the Reuse Innovation Center. But we are BSing when we talk about waste diversion if we can't take care of these two things.
Okay.
That are so overdue.
So we want to say...
And very simple. Just takes someone taking responsibility, convening the meetings, and getting it done.
Do we want to say 1 and 3?
I think 3 years for complete operation of the RIC, I think, is a little bit... I'm not comfortable with that because you don't know... We don't even have a site.
Right.
I would think operation, you know, starting operation... with 3 years or have it constructed, but for complete operation, that's the whole system is up essentially. Because that's almost the first piece and the last piece, if you see what I'm saying. You know, we have to have a place and then we have to make it work. Okay. So to have complete operation in 3 years strikes me as just not fair. That's my thoughts.
Tracy?
You know, I worry that we're at our last or second to last meeting or whatever, we're at this meeting and we're making, you know, we have these very specific suggestions, and what I want to get to
is consent rather than more discord. So it worries me if it's like, what is it, 1 year or 3 years? It's like, what are the things we can agree on? That's why the suggestion of taking out the term is saying that there should be a contract. We can't agree on what the term is. Like, that's where we're at. We can't agree on what the term is. So we're saying there should be a contract. We're saying there should be a contract with benchmarks.
So I have an alternative to present when you're done.
Yeah, that so may, I guess...
I have an idea.
But I feel like if we're getting into the one... If what we're saying is we don't agree, again, that's much weaker than saying we agree that the ZWIP needs to be a benchmark. We agree that the RIC needs to be a benchmark. We agree that there should be a contract that relies and requires those benchmarks. Like, what are the things we agree on?
So what I was just going to suggest is that instead of saying when they're going to be completed, the longer we kick it down the road, the longer it would delay the start. What if we think of it in the opposite and saying these two benchmarks should be initiated within 6 months of signing the contract? At least it starts the discussion, and then there's more people in the we got to get this done. I know it's a little bit of a give back, but instead of putting a hard line of when it has to be finished, it's respecting what might come into play of finding a site and things that are out of the agency or the legislator's control, and by saying that these two items, benchmarks, should begin within 6 months of signing the contract, which, or I would even say a year, but I think 6 months is okay, too. How do people feel about that?
I like it.
Can I?
Yeah.
It just occurred to me, so I'm looking at the recommendations. We have recommendation number, the key recommendation. Recommendation number one says simply, and I have made a note that this may be expanded on, says the Ulster County Resources...
I changed the wording of it, by
the
way.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Should remain responsible for solid waste management in Ulster County. Recommendation five says the UCRRA and Ulster County should sign a new 5 to 7 year contract with agreed upon milestones. Mm-hmm. What if those are collapsed into one? And it says the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency should remain responsible for solid waste management in Ulster County. The UCRRA in Ulster County should sign a new contract with agreed upon milestones starting in 2025. Blah, 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 blah.
Should be reviewed after 5 years.
Well, it says UCRRA and Ulster County must assess the effectiveness of their efforts and consider whether to extend the contract for a longer term.
Well, but there wouldn't be such a term. There wouldn't be a term.
We're going to take out. We're going to take out the 5 to 7 year term, so we would that last sentence would get reworked. I like the idea of combining them
because it is the same thought. One
and what I did
should stay, and the other saying there should be a contract. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing.
What I changed on one is it was kind of a negative. It said, you know, Ulster County government should not form a department, and I'm like.
Yeah.
We should say it in the positive, not in the negative. Yeah. So that's why I reworded that.
And so then
March, let me get March, the other hand up.
I like the consolidation. I just really feel like when we're saying it should have milestones, and we have already identified what these two milestones are, we need to say right here what they are.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I like the chairman's language about they should begin within 6 months to a year. So that we do, so we're not kicking it down the road. And I'm comfortable with that.
I'm sticking with 6 months.
ZWIP can be completed in a year.
I'm just saying
why we wouldn't say ZWIP could be completed.
Understood,
in a
year. But
yeah.
Can I just make one suggestion instead of? Can we say that? Oh, sorry, go ahead. I think annually the county and the agency could get together and evaluate the milestones. Like, I don't think it has to be a 5 year process. I think with meeting with the legislature and the executive's office.
All right. But I think, I mean, I just feel like we're getting too into the weeds of trying to write the contract.
Okay.
And we're identifying key points. And I understand, Mark, you're representing the agency, but, you know, our job is to get this to the legislature. Yeah, Amanda.
Okay. So I think that we already have a vehicle for this kind of reporting. It's the local solid waste management plan with the biennial updates. I mean, one of the big pushes with the ZWIP is that it needs to be adopted so that it can be amended to the local solid waste management plan, because that's the actual document that
is on record and governs solid waste management, and it had to be adopted by both UCRA and the legislature. So that process already exists, right? So you amend the local solid waste management with this whip and also with an action item around the RIC, and then you have the formal way of, like, you have timelines for all this other stuff, and you have to do your biennial updates, and it gets baked into that report. So I think that always already exists.
I mean, so the biennial updates do not get approved by either the board or the legislature. The biennial updates, they get submitted directly to the DEC based on a look back over the last 2 years. But if we were to amend the actual plan, we would have to bring it to both.
Right. And I think that the actual local solid waste management plan should be updated with this whip and a series of action items around the RIC. And that becomes another formal way of tracking.
So one way we could deal with that is by having, when that report is issued to the DEC, in our recommendation, say that that report should be also submitted to the legislature.
It should be in the contract.
It's submitted.
We'll put it in the contract.
Well, if you remember,
Laura had her hand up first. So let me,
I didn't. I was just you know, it's a public document, but only if you remember to go looking for it and remember what year. I don't think it was submitted last time.
For the 22? It's been moved. And so the DEC has a certain time frame that they have to respond by, and so they've requested that we don't submit by any update till October. For 21-22.
Making a language suggestion in terms of number five, leaving number one as the same, moving number five over.
Mm-hmm.
The UCRRA in Ulster County should sign a new contract with agreed upon contractual milestones starting in 2025. The agreement would facilitate cooperation between the agency and the county solid waste and materials management with the goal of maximizing diversion through cooperatively creating the hub and spoke system and other services with towns and the city of Kingston. The Zero Waste Implementation Plan and the establishment of the Resource Innovation Center should be included in the contract with identified timelines.
Yeah, if you can send that to me, then I can.
Reuse Innovation Center. Reuse Innovation.
And remember, too.
I just want to, while I'm thinking of this, as to when they start, not identified timelines, because then that would leave it open for people to say, oh, it has to be done by a certain point.
And I just
want to be contractual.
I just want to remind, though, we've agreed to stop calling it the Reuse Innovation Center because we want it to be a program, and because center lends itself to the mentality of one location.
I feel like that's
we've already agreed to switch it to that. So I think we keep calling it the center, and I tried to go back and change it to program wherever it was.
Well, because the reason I changed in the document, which we can get to, is like we're referring to quotes that say Reuse Innovation Center, and we're changing it to program, but it's referred to as a Reuse Innovation Center. And my concern is that if we strictly refer to it as a program, the idea of the hub, the building, will be lost. When people think of a program, they think of something that you do. They think of an action.
So maybe we need to call
we're
reuse.
We're talking about a capital project, actually.
We need to call it Reuse Innovation Program and Reuse. I mean, something like that.
Center
Program. I don't know.
I think for this language center, though, is good.
Okay. I'm not trying to rush this, but we got a lot of stuff to go through.
This is important.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I agree. But can we move on to the next topic?
Can we just summarize where we are so that
So we're going to combine 1 and 5. Tracy's going to provide me the language that she just read, and
I'm just going to put it in there.
Yeah.
And does anyone want to suggest that, along with my suggestion, that the SWIP should be that the local solid waste management plan should be amended with the SWIP?
Yeah, I would agree, and I was making notes, and I was going to plan on changing this and then presenting it to everybody, but we can do that with Tracy's language and yours combined. I already have that note written down.
I just want to point out that the review of the local solid waste plan every 2 years has not done anything in terms of getting more waste diverted through this WIP or a reuse innovation center program. So I just would be careful about making reference to things that are in place that haven't worked. And that, you know, it's true they're in place, but unless we put something in the contract to say it must be done.
But it does also create the formality of it going in front of the legislature to be amended.
Yes.
Right.
You know, so and I think that that formality is helpful in kind of raising the attention.
Well, that at least is going to initiate discussion. Because I think, Mana, the reason it's not working now is it's a document that's filed and it just that. It's a document that's filed and it's nobody does anything with it. And by making it go to the legislature and causing a discussion to happen on the topic, then it brings more attention to it.
To be in the contract.
Yeah, I agreed it has to be in the contract. So, yeah.
And I think Laura's been, I'm assuming you just did this right now, but Laura's been making changes that are actually, I'd like to read, because I feel like they're good. For five, what I just read from handwritten notes, she wrote, the UCRA and Ulster County should sign a new contract with agreed upon milestones starting in 2025. The agreement would facilitate cooperation between the agency and the County Solid Waste and Materials Management with the goal of maximizing diversion through cooperatively creating the Reuse Innovation System Program, hub and spoke system in parentheses, implementing a zero waste program to maximize diversion, and siting or building a solid waste facility, landfill or other, and other services with towns in the city of Kingston with identified timelines. And then she left the last sentence at the end of the contract, UCRA and Ulster County must assess the effectiveness of their efforts and consider. What I'm thinking is, can we just say at least annually, UCRA and Ulster County must assess the effectiveness of their efforts?
Agreed. Yeah.
Thank you.
Can that get everybody to consensus? I'm just curious.
Yes.
I know there wasn't.
And I mean, that
Man, are you were the dissent. I'm sorry, Laura. You.
That can be done. I mean, the Resource Recovery Agency puts out all these annual reports, so you have something already.
Right. We also need an energy and environment, and so that could be done through that.
Right. And that is, I mean, that's a committee of the legislature. So you don't have to go back to the full legislature, but if you're going to the committee and reporting out to the committee, then if the committee feels, and let's face it, that's the committee that has the most interest and involvement. So if they feel there's something that necessitates a full discussion or a resolution, then they're going to initiate it. So. I'm seeing you nod. Does that mean you can agree to this without dissent?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So, and thank you, Tracy, because I agree. The less dissent from this group, I think the better it is. So, we all agree on that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes. Tracy, are you putting that into the Google Doc?
I'm putting it into the Google. I'm copying what Laura did.
That's fine. Because I can take care of it from there, of moving it and getting it into, because I took it back into Word because it was just Google Docs is not, it's great for sharing, but it's not great for anything else, for writing, put it that way. Okay, so now that we're done with that, can we work through the comments of the, so page 3 is where I have the first. Page 3 of the printed copy. Yep. The one that has the 3. It's the one, executive summary is the title now.
And I just want to say that very small text.
Understood. Okay. And it's because of the comments being included.
Okay.
Once the comments are gone, it will become full page. So it's just a I wanted it so everybody could see the comments while we're talking about it, and it's the only way to do it. So, So Tracy, these comments, I believe, were all yours. So did you want to just sort of handle it? And the Jeff Collins one, I just need the number. He rattled it off, but I did not get the number. So I agree with what he said, but I just didn't know the number.
Okay. Yeah, so the first thing is that I didn't want to make a wholesale change. We're on page 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know what your intention was, where it says, one, I wanted to confirm the numbers, because now we're 385 tons per day. I don't know if that's
That was my math based on the how much per year divided by 3.
I just wanted to make. I was flagging like.
Yeah, I did the math, and I that is.
It's 15 trucks a day, averaging about 37 tons.
And my one concern question for Mark was, as we're talking about the amount of C&D debris created in Ulster County, how are we tracking and sure of it when so much of it leaves the county and isn't audited? Like, that is one question I had, like, so it worries me according to this document, we're at 20% MSW is C&D, 20% of our total waste is C&D, and on a statewide level it's over 40, so why is Ulster County so low? Is it because so much is going, or is it because we have less construction? I don't know, I just wanted to flag it, because it seems, I don't want to have wrong figures in here. So I don't know if maybe something you can get back to us on.
Well, it just depends on where those numbers were pulled. If it was pulled from the solid waste management plan, then those numbers are coming from our annual recycling reports, which has the haulers. And even though it says annual recycling report, they have to tell us disposal of C&D, et cetera. It's not only what's going to the agency. What comes to the agency out of 140,000 tons, 40,000 is C&D, so that's not the same number that you just, so whatever, 140,000 divided into 140,000.
40 divided into 140.
Yeah,
and that's different than the 20% we see later.
28%, 28.6%.
We need to make sure.
Where the numbers are pulled from.
Anonymous Iguana, is that you? Someone's deleting named Anonymous Iguana.
Oh, that's you came up anonymous too. That's me.
Oh, I just took out that way of naming people.
Well, but are these new changes? Because if you're working off the we really need to work off the printed, because any new changes. We kind of had to
I'm looking, but it's what you printed, so I'm looking.
Where does it say Anonymous Aguada?
I think we should strike that.
I agree with you.
Waste is not political.
I think actually it's stronger. That's a new change, but I think Laura's right that it is stronger without that sentence.
Okay, that was my sort of reaction to the report being issued and it becoming being made political by a number of legislators.
So I could go either way, but I
what does it add? What does it really convey?
Okay.
There.
I had removed what the comment's still there. I had removed a sentence that said waste doesn't affect us all equally. My concern is that
I think I took it out though.
Yeah, you did, but you left the comment here, so you're asking me. It said waste affects us all equally, and waste, we know that waste doesn't affect us all equally if you have money.
Yeah.
So well, I removed it.
Because the reason I'm the one who put it in there. And the reason I do is we all make waste. I'm not talking about financially, but I'm saying we all make waste, whether we're rich, whether we're poor. So if you're only thinking financial, yes, it doesn't affect us equally. But we all make waste, and
That's different than being affected by it. If you have money, you can be insulated from waste. Right. If you don't have money, you can't. And more than that, it's actually a really incendiary statement in a time where, not just host communities, but, communities, you see all the, class action lawsuits where communities that are affected by illegal dumping. They're not wealthy white communities. They're, you know, so it's like, we can't, I just don't feel comfortable. That's why I took it out. I know what your intention is, mm-hmm. to say that we all are equally responsible for making waste, and
right.
in fact, probably wealthy people are yeah. more responsible for making waste.
Well, let's just say we all make waste.
But it's not, is it still even in here, Tracy?
No, but you left a comment, which is why I thought you wanted
to. Oh, I don't know. I think I left a comment because, see, the comment was not a the problem with when you make comments as opposed to changes is the only reason I left the comment is I didn't delete it. I think I took out what you wanted to take out, but I probably should have deleted the comment.
Oh, that's, okay. That's
but if you want to add in, if we're going to take out the waste is not political, why don't we just say, change that to we all make waste. Hmm. So we'll take out the waste is not political, but we're still going to leave the data is staggering, so we'll just say we all make waste.
But don't you really say that by Ulster County residents produce on average 4 pounds of municipal waste? Or
you do,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes
yeah, I would.
Short
I would just think this data is staggering and just put go right to we all make waste. Ulster County residents produce
I like
on average.
I like the data is staggering. I mean, it's,
okay.
it's like
I think
it's not what we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it is. Unless you're aware of the data, it gets mind-boggling when you start thinking of the volume.
So the Jeff Collins is just a note for us.
Yeah, but I need somebody to get me that number. Please.
We brought that up before. It's like 29 pounds.
I just don't want to guess. He did it in his head, and that was the problem.
Was he at our meeting?
He came to our last meeting,
on average, it's about
and
four
just sat in and made the suggestion.
He was literally, I just saw him.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought it was 29 pounds per gallon.
However we get to that, can we get to that?
Right, but I don't know how to get to it, is my point.
Well,
I need
to run him down, so.
The man is
going
to get to it.
Yeah, okay. I just need someone to tell me what the number is.
We've done it before because we did it for a prior grant application.
Sure. Okay.
That's fine. I just want to know who's doing it. I'm sorry. We're just at that point now. Saying
okay.
we're going to do it doesn't help.
Do you want
to
keep moving?
Page 6 is the next comment.
Page 4.
Page 4. There you go.
So this one.
Oh, wait. The line that struck out, because the problem, if you strikeouts didn't show up in comments. So a landfill which is nearing capacity and is subject to significant legal challenges, I would like to leave that because that's a reality of Seneca Meadows.
Well, it's not well written, honestly.
Well, tell me how to rephrase it, but I think the topic is important.
Okay.
Because both are true.
The Seneca Meadows landfill is nearing capacity.
What page is that?
This is page three. It's the strikeout.
It's the strikeouts. See, the strikeouts don't show up in the comments because they're edits.
And the reason I struck it is because it says the permit is currently set to expire.
That's what I was told.
But that's in there still. That's in there still. So I felt like it was redundant. And I also didn't want to open us up to people attacking and saying, this isn't even, look, the report was wrong. They extended the capacity, which very well could happen.
Could happen, but as of the writing of this report, it hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just, Mr. Chairman, I would just say the landfill is nearing capacity and is subject to significant legal challenges which could close it.
That's fine.
Why don't we say it's subject to significant legal challenges which put its long-term
viability
at risk.
Okay.
Are you making those changes physically in here?
I'm writing them on here,
and
yeah. I mean, if somebody wants to make them into the Google Doc, that's fine. But
if you don't mind,
I'm taking notes, and this is all going to get circulated yet again. But we kind of have to move away from the Google Docs at some point to get the report done, because the Google Docs is good for sharing. It's not good for editing and formatting and so, Jim, can you just say it again? The landfill is nearing capacity and is subject to
significant legal challenges. Take it, Tracy, because you need more.
Significant legal challenges, which place its long-term
viability in question.
In question.
In question.
Yeah,
thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. So then moving on, Mark, I was going to add in the 2022, but I'm not sure if... So you sent me an email with the wage percentages.
I'll send you.
Okay, so you'll send that to me.
22 and 23 broken out by MSW and C&D.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Oh, you've got 23 as well?
I do.
Beautiful.
Great.
So I'll just add those in when I get them from Mark.
Great. Page 5.
Page 5, there was a question about the staff, and I agree with you, but I also think in order to teach, they may need education. I don't know.
I feel like it just, to me, it reads like we're, yeah, I mean, it just reads weird that we're going to be educating, we're highlighting this tiny group of people for education, and they're the people who are actually going to be providing the education. So it seems like,
right.
Oh, I see when you read
like,
that.
Like, when
way,
we talk about the education,
yes,
we're
yes,
talking about...
That's not how I intended it. I just meant that they all need education in general. Because we've already said that, like, diversion is not happening at the UCRA just because of the setup of how it is. You know, if something's spotted on the tipping room floor, it's not always feasible to grab it out of there and, you know...
That's not educated.
You're right.
On,
yeah.
If they can,
it's
get
a bad
it
example.
Safe, then they divert metal, they divert cardboard, they divert other things that's on the tipping floor that is safely.
Why don't we just say education about diversion and end it there, instead of saying who?
The stakeholders make it broad because you municipalities should be in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To the public.
To all stakeholders.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's good to all stakeholders.
Or should it be the public and all stakeholders?
I mean, everybody's on.
All stakeholders, I think.
All stakeholders.
Yeah, it's just to send a message. It's not. Yeah.
That's good.
If you go back up to...
Oh, because we have stakeholders right above it. So, perfect.
Yeah.
Can I give you these numbers and you can write it right next to the chart, or do you want me to forward you something?
Can you just give it to me when we're done, before you leave, so I don't stop while we're doing it now? But I appreciate it. Thank you. I know it's only 4 numbers. But were you asking another question, Laura?
Yeah, under stakeholders, Ulster County, I added an E, Ulster County Planning Department.
Okay.
The Ulster County
Planning Department?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything more on that page?
Hold on.
I'm
sorry.
Do you
want to send a Word doc eventually?
Yes.
Exactly you want us to work.
Yes. Well, when we make these... So, before we continue on, let me just... All these changes, this is currently in Word. What I'd like to do is work with Amanda to get the chart right. I'll insert all these physical changes we're making now. We'll circulate it one more time. It'll be in a Word document, not in a Google, because it's just the back and forth. I went so far backwards in the functionality of the report by making it the Google Doc that it drove me crazy last night. So I'd like to stay in Word. So I'll send
this
out.
To work on, unless you don't want us to work on it anymore.
Well, but you can make comments in Word.
Yeah.
And red lines.
Yeah. I mean, Word is set up.
I have to
comments.
Pull it into Google to open it up. I don't have Word on my computer.
Oh.
If we need.
Well, I mean, we're making
these
changes as a group here.
This,
yeah.
Then I think we do this, but then there's very soon we have to make final changes in Word.
Yeah.
But it is helpful. It was helpful for me to see Amanda's comments and comments to know.
Well, then,
when
if we do that, just know that
changing Jim's comments back or making them.
Okay, just know that I can't put the charts in Google Docs.
Yeah.
So just don't make any comments about the charts.
Yeah.
I'll keep this in Google Docs. The problem is, I'll figure it out.
Yeah,
I made comments on the charts,
but
I did it as a comment.
Because the comments versus edits or Google Docs treats two different ways, and so it's, and I freely admit I'm not proficient in Google Docs, and it's it's been part of the problem for me to try to write this.
It's not you, Mike. It's Google Docs.
Thank you. I'm a Microsoft 365. Okay, so having said that, that's page 5. Moving on to page 6, Tracy, you had, can we discuss this sentence?
Yeah, so this sentence, Advance says, the committee strongly believes the shift to self-reliance is imperative. Advanced technologies for waste management and climate goals must be primarily in consideration. You know, and so I just removed it and let it read, in reviewing options, greenhouse gas emissions and environmental impact must be calculated and considered in all evaluations and reports.
I'm fine with that.
It's not enough to only to evaluate using only economics. Because I worry that we're saying something I don't agree with when we talk about advanced technologies, potentially. That's like a very broad general term.
I'm fine to remove it. I just left it because you said, can we discuss? And
okay.
I didn't want
so
to
So if everyone's
it.
Good with that,
does
I
anybody have a problem with
sure.
removing that? Okay.
Can I just point out, though, that the DEC is very focused on encouraging agencies like ours to focus on advanced technologies and not combustion and landfills. So you're like, they've been very clear. I was in a meeting yesterday, and if they're going to get to their 85% goal, like, I'm in these meetings monthly where they are encouraging us to look at advanced technologies, and we're saying something different.
Understood.
Yeah, are we though? And
understood.
If folks are interested, I just printed, I can retrieve it, a few copies of the waste section of the CLCPA scoping document. So it's about 20 pages, and basically it's lining up that to get to those waste greenhouse gas emissions reductions goals, their landfills have to be super specific towards one type of waste stream and also used very sparingly. So
I'm sorry, Amanda, I didn't hear. I think that's what we're saying. The landfill is for the residual. You're going to have the 85% or the
more
goal.
Specific than that.
Yeah.
But
yeah. But the landfill is
I love it. You can send a copy.
Yeah, I would love it.
Yeah. Okay,
I still like to take that sentence off. I respect what Mark is saying, but I didn't think
we did take it off.
Good. Okay, I'm just making sure after his objection.
No, we didn't remove
his
concern. Yeah. No.
Sure. Good. Okay. Great.
Yeah. And I appreciate Mark's comments, but it's okay. You know.
I don't think there's anything in the report that's ruling out advanced technology.
I don't either.
Is there a discussion of advanced technologies now?
It's actually a section I have some comments on.
Yeah. Well, let's keep working our way through. So in the key recommendations, we're merging 1 and 5 now.
Mm-hmm. With the change language.
With the change language.
And anywhere there's an
and anywhere, so, yeah. So the two places now, and maybe three, the two that I'm aware of that have diverging opinions, and if maybe now that has changed, but I remember that Jim abstained and Laura was, I think it was Laura, or was it Manna, was opposed to the, now I don't remember who it was, I'm sorry, the agency versus department. Were you against it without getting rid of flow control?
Right,
is
yes.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yes.
And Jim abstained. So if either of you have changed your mind, what Matt is asking is that I include the dissent in this key recommendation section.
Yeah, just put my name down as abstain.
Okay.
Bottom, yeah.
And well, that was number one. And Laura, if you want to give me language of if you still disagree, let me know, because I'll insert whatever the language you guys send me as your dissenting opinion. So that one, and
can
then
can it be footnoted at the bottom?
That's right.
See, the problem. I was going to do it in the chart. The problem is charts are not conducive to footnotes.
Yeah.
It's a technical problem. And Amanda said, and it's a great suggestion, make another line in the chart with the footnotes, which I think is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was going to do. But Manna would prefer it be included in the text, and I understand why.
Make it smaller once we get it back into Word.
Yeah.
I like having it in both places because there are going to be some people who read the text, me, and there are going to be other people who read the chart.
So I'll do it in both places.
But my main thing is when we get to the charts, it often says the committee this and the committee that, and most of the committee.
Right.
or half of the committee, or, you know.
Majority.
The majority.
Well, the footnote, this is why it's hard to discuss. When it'll be included in the chart. You're going to see the finished product before it gets submitted to the legislature.
It's only three things, so those three we can say.
You just have to, you just have to trust me that it will be in there, man. And I apologize, I don't mean to say it that way, but we understand what you're saying, and it will be in there. It's just the format doesn't allow it right now. Now, the bonding, Manna, you still disagree, correct?
Absolutely.
And Laura, maybe, was that the one where you sit with the flow, because of flow control? I'm sorry, I'm confused with you now.
It was both. I think my comment was you're creating a monopoly by removing the bonding and keeping it within an organization.
Right. Well, if you want to send me language to include in the dissent, and the same with you, Manna, if you just want to send me an email and whatever you would like it to say.
Is this for number five?
This is for number six. Well, six, well, but it will become five.
Yeah.
Yes, because we're merging one and five. So, and it will be, as Mark suggested, I'll put it in both places. It'll be in the text, it'll be in the chart.
I also, can I say on this list, we might want to think about the order of this. We might want, you know, the increase of the board. We might want to bump up. If we don't want to move it around, it's fine. But it strikes me that maybe.
Well, it's kind of in the order of our chart, and I think the reuse center is a key from us. The hub and spoke, I mean the organic material is the number of members is, I'm not saying it's lesser, but it's a more finite specific action compared to the others that are more generalized. That's just my opinion. But, yeah, Mark.
Can I just make one point on the four, which will become three? The sentence that says, additionally, there is, as of yet, no technology that has zero residual waste. I don't know. It's in
the middle.
Page eight.
Page
eight.
Five lines up from the bottom.
Yeah, let's just call it what they are on the paper. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know that statement's true. I mean, I've talked to technologies that say that they have zero. I mean, I'll just say the Netherlands have no landfills or combustion, and they deal with their own waste. Like, I don't know that it's true. You're stating.
How about if we say the committee has not identified any?
Yeah, I would say that's fair.
If people have.
Then we're just saying the seven of us have looked and not identified any.
Sure.
Yeah. I understand what you're trying to say, Mark, but it's we're getting a little too.
But this goes back to where I feel like this report is anti-advanced technology, and so I know I was told that it wasn't, but statements like that make me feel very much like. And
Mark,
I'm okay removing that.
Yeah, and I want to be respectful here, but we've invited you to the table. We've included you. You're going to get your ability to with the legislature. I understand what you're saying, and I'm not necessarily saying you're wrong, but the we have to, you know, and please, it's not meant as, it's just, we have to just decide what we're going to put on here.
But I also don't want people latching on later and being like, but it says something negative.
So do we want to take the sentence out?
Yeah, let's just take it out. Scrap it. Yeah. We don't need it.
What's the sentence?
Additionally,
there's no technology of zero residual waste.
Two people at once, tiny little print. Please tell me what it says. One person say it.
March, please go.
Additionally, there is, as of yet, no technology that has zero residual waste. The sentence before says, while alternative technologies continue to be discussed, there are questions of environmental and economic viability of such technologies. I think that says everything that we need to say.
I think the point is that
we may need landfill no matter what we do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I respect what you're saying, but until people actually come forward with a technology that has zero residual waste, this is true. I mean, they can say what they want, but they haven't produced it. I've been asking, you know, for for information from these companies since I was on the board.
Why don't we say it like this? Why don't we just say even adoption of an advanced technology may still require a landfill?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Even require of an advanced technology may still require
a
landfill.
Where are you
going to
say that?
Right there instead of that sentence.
Yeah.
Where we're
no,
talking.
Because we are suggesting, I don't agree with that.
Okay.
Because we're suggesting a local or regional landfill now, and then we're going to put in a sentence.
But here it says, while alternative technologies continue to be discussed. It's speaking about alternative technologies.
Right, but I don't want to say may still, because that to me takes away from
yeah,
actually saying
okay.
that we're recommending.
Yeah.
I mean, we're also talking about timing. Like, are we going to find a miracle technology in the next, and pay
six
for
months.
It and build it in the next 5 years, and in the interim we're creating a ton of waste.
I think everything in this subparagraph is dating back to the landfill. By trying to make that sentence go back to the previous sentence, it's not about alternative technologies. We're just citing the reason we're saying the landfill is there will always be some amount of waste as we know it right now. But I think saying alternatives continue to be discussed, we're recognizing that there are other alternatives, but there's questions of environmental and economic viability of those technologies. We have identified those, but
yeah,
our recommendation is for a landfill, acknowledging that there are other.
Yeah, let's just move on if it's easier.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know.
Farm,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So we'll just delete the sentence we agreed to delete.
Okay. Are you doing it?
You're ready. If you don't worry. I'm taking notes on these, but you know, it'll be a combination.
See, I mean, even with zero waste, there's residual because there's no such thing as zero waste.
Near
zero.
Okay.
Can I also just?
Does everyone burn everything?
I'm not totally off subject, but I appreciate that Mark brought up the Netherlands because I just showed Amanda had previously, and I have it in my notes to talk about the EPA hierarchy triangle. I'm going to share the Netherlands triangle because that may actually be, which I had never seen before, that may actually be something that we want to use in this instead of like the typical triangle that we talk about. It starts with prevent instead of the reduce, reuse, recycle. It starts
mm-hmm.
with prevent, reduce, reuse,
okay.
recycle, recover, dispose. So I actually feel like that's a
give me that image, and I'm happy to use it.
Yeah, I mean, it's very. I've never seen it.
And
it's called generating energy, and they even take.
And Tracy, make sure you please send me the source so I can cite it. If we're going to copy somebody's, artwork or logo.
What textiles and they take from other countries.
Before we move on, I want to ask one question at the bottom of page 9. So the enforcement. I left it as a blank placeholder, and last night what I did is I cut and pasted from what we say later on about enforcement and put it in there. If people are okay with that, fine. I didn't feel it was a great way to say it, but I also, at 11 o'clock, my brain wasn't thinking enough to how to write a new one.
I have one suggestion change. I don't know. It says when legislation is adopted, but do you mean the contract? New enforcement areas will...
I'm not sure because, like I said, I cut and pasted it from another section of the document, so...
Oh, I see what this is saying. If there's a new...
It's cut and pasted from... Actually, it's your language on the contract section.
Mm-hmm.
Is where I cut and pasted this from.
I have one little technical thing if we're okay with that.
Yeah.
So I just want to clear up. We're okay with this language?
It needs a period at the end of the term.
Page
9. Last paragraph.
Go ahead, Ben. I'm sorry.
I think every time we refer to the UCR board should be capitalized every time you refer to the legislature because it's a specific board of and
agreed.
Lowercase is
I think the legislature is capitalized everywhere, but
right.
I will do a spell search.
Here, yeah. I had a note about board.
Number 7,
up
yeah. The top there.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, it's a matter of research, but it's not that important.
No, it is important. I can do that. I can do that. Okay, moving on next to the additional recommendations. Tracy took out some of the language and absolutely agreed with what she took out. So this is what we're left with. There were no other comments on it. So does anybody have anything to say?
What are you looking at? I'm sorry.
Page 10.
Oh.
Just continuing on moving through the...
Yep. Good.
Okay. So now the chart, it will be... Are people liking Amanda's version? I particularly like it. What the question I have is the priorities... We had originally, or I had originally, thought about it as high, medium, low, but then Amanda and I had a conversation and I was like, well, should we also be thinking of it as short-term, long-term? And then the ones that don't have any priority in it right now are blank because I didn't want them all to be high, but I wasn't sure. And maybe we don't put any priority, but I think, or maybe we only put high priority in the ones that are high. That idea just popped in my head just now. And leave the non-priority, you know, ones just... I mean, the non-high-priority ones blank. Because not everything is a... It needs to be done immediate, first thing. And that's something we don't necessarily have to decide now. People can look at it later, but I just wanted to throw that out. Now, when you get into the colored chart... So the action item text there will replace the action item text in Amanda's, but she had already done hers before I finished editing, so it was that's why they're both still in there, so you can kind of refer back and forth to the both, two of them.
I want to make a comment on regulated organics. Organics are already regulated. I think maybe what is meant is further regulated.
Good point.
Exactly. Page
14.
Page 14, the
fifth comment down. Regulate organics and food scrap composting.
Yeah.
And as we're reading, I understand that we're not going to have two charts, thank goodness. But even with the one chart, there's duplication.
Mm-hmm.
If we could.
Yeah, Amanda and I can work on cleaning that all up.
Okay.
And yeah. Yeah, I like that. And Tracy, the changes that you
maybe
made in the chart.
Expand regulation? Further regulate?
Expand regulation.
Yeah. Got it.
Who disagrees?
We didn't like that. It was mandate, and then it got changed to regulate.
Right,
so
right. That is why.
Yeah.
Are there really two members sitting at this table who disagree with this?
Disagree what?
Whatever. There's a footnote in.
No, that footnote is. I don't know why that footnote.
It got moved. Okay.
Yeah, and all this was the back and forth. Yeah. Ignore the footnotes. The two footnotes that I know of are on the bonding, and the agency versus department, and those will be the only two footnotes because we came to agreement on the contract. So, yeah, it's the. Back and forth. So then the next section of comments, if unless somebody has something between now and there, is page 19.
I have something on page 15. The agency and other organizations. I don't think it should just be more drop-off sites. I think we had talked about collections in different areas. So I just want to remind people.
Yeah.
That's
was
where you're really going to, you know, if the town can do the collection or the agency can do the collection, and people know, they'll store it if they know.
Yeah.
That there's going to be an opportunity. A drop-off site is good, but I just want to add that in.
Yeah, I think if you want to send me how you want it spoken, because
okay.
I think it's saying that, but maybe it's not saying it clearly enough. Because
okay.
Yeah, the diverse locations and just saying that other agencies, because like I brought up that sometimes the banks host paper shredding and everything doesn't have to be the agencies.
Right.
But to get more of these community event kind of things, because people pay attention to them and take advantage of them in a positive way. I know a lot of people, they're like, when's the next one? You know? And I think because of that, we get more people coming to them because it's an excitement. It is.
I have them in my family, I know.
Yeah. My Tracy, she'll be like, there's a paper shred event, or there's an electronics event. Okay, so then on to page 19. Tracy, you had a comment there.
C&D, does UCRA manage C&D?
Is my first comment. Yeah, so this all just reads, no offense, like UCRA promotion material.
It's off their page.
It's off. It's off their website because I took their history. Yeah, I took their history from their website and put it in our document.
Yeah, so I just I'm not sure that we want to so heavily tilt that way to take stuff right off their page. I just make the mention about the original charge to site the landfill. But the C&D, did you just say that there was a note about C&D again?
Just happened to highlight the C&D where you said, yeah, do they?
How do you manage C&D debris? Do you separate it out?
No, I mean it comes to us and then comes it gets to disposed of as landfill.
Yeah. As MSW.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not as MSW. I mean,
it goes to C&D garbage.
Well, Seneca Meadows is permitted to take both.
So are they sent separately?
No.
So that's kind of, yeah. I mean, that's
this is the history. This is not saying what we want them to do. This is saying what's happening. So.
Well, has it actually happened?
Like, yeah, exactly. Like if you're sending C&D with MSW to the same place and the same trucks, it's not the same. It's managing. It's just again. This is UCRA's. This is UCRA's.
But it is still set. It's treated differently because of the DEC. Because I'll tell
how
you.
How is it treated differently?
Let me finish my. When we get the as the municipality, when I get the bill. Or when I did get the bill on a monthly basis, it would say, the roll-offs would say MSW, or they would say C&D, and if it was a half and half, in their estimation. So when they dump the roll-off, I assume what would happen is somebody would look at those contents and say, oh, that's most, and this all came about because of that whole hauling thing. But let me finish.
Yeah, yeah.
So I let everybody else. But they do manage C&D. It's not separated. It's not treated. But they do manage C&D. It's not a misstatement.
I would argue that, I would argue it because I'm not saying if I happen to have C&D and it goes to the agency. The agency is managing it, but they're not managing it separately from it. It's going in the same truck with MSW to the same place.
Right.
This implies that somehow it's being managed as its own category, and that because you got a separate bill doesn't mean it's actually. It's like the equivalent of the trucks that dump the same things in one place. It's like it ends up. It's the same waste.
Right.
And we're advocating for something different. So I just feel like. I feel like this section needs a little tweaking. I want to be supportive of
it. We could take it out even.
Yeah, I'm reading this and I'm like, take this out.
So this whole section is in.
You don't need it.
Well,
and so just
I mean,
say,
we need some history.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not the whole history, but this whole paragraph. You can jump from 1986 and then you can go since 1997.
Okay.
And then add where it says UCRA oversaw the closure of multiple municipal landfills. In Ulster County, that belongs in. That's a real fact. We did it. It's a good thing. The rest of this is propaganda.
Okay.
And it may be accurate. It may not.
Okay.
And,
so we're taking out.
We're not saying we sustainably manage. We're not. It's not propaganda. It's just defining what we do.
You have to accept it if it comes to your door. You don't.
We manage it. Whether we manage it responsibly or sustainably, that's not what this paragraph.
The only reason I put this section in is because I felt like. There probably are legislators, some of the new legislators in particular, who they've heard of the UCRA. I'll be very honest, there's probably some legislators and maybe even some existing ones who don't really know what the UCRA does. That's why I put it in there. I'm happy to strike that whole paragraph.
Wait, they can just go to the UCRA website and read that.
That's
they don't
fine.
Have to read it here.
So I'm taking out starting that whole paragraph up from beginning with Forge up to Station.
Yep.
Can I offer something too?
I'd like to too.
Would you like another paragraph that's pre-UCRA? Because there was a whole universe before UCRA.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, well, this was just about the establishment. Well, the only reason I didn't include that is our charge was to deal with the UCRA.
Yes, but the UCRA was commissioned for certain
It doesn't include that. It says it closed the land.
It does say that somewhere else. I don't remember where.
But what is being neglected here is how chaotic it was before UCRA got involved. We had a whole series of horrible landfills that were
right.
So
somebody write a paragraph and I'll put it in. Write a paragraph and I'll put it in. I'm just trying to be cognizant.
No, we understand. And so, Amanda, are you going to write that paragraph?
Next
thank you so much.
Offer.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
The next comment is Local Law Number 10 of 2012. Page 19, second comment, comment number 11. It's Local Law Number 10 of 2012.
Thank you, March.
Thanks. Yeah, I
Now the next, the Ulster County history, I'm fine with taking it out. And Mark did send me the last recycling report, but it was just the entire recycling report, which is 56 pages, and I didn't know how to, at last night at that hour, I wasn't able to. If somebody could pull out the data out of that they would like, I'm happy to swap this. But
what I sent you last night was the Stony Brook study.
Okay.
That was the weird characterization study.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So when you're talking about getting rid of this, are you talking about the section on history or just this?
No, this section beginning with the Ulster County history. So the section beginning at the top of page 20.
Yeah. I'm still not clear. You're getting rid of history?
Yeah. So if I can provide.
Please.
So if you read, Mark, the first couple paragraphs are contained in the RRA history.
Okay.
And then when we got into all these percentages, I was one of the people, but it became pretty clear that it was super confusing and really hard to, like, make all the numbers square. And
okay.
At some point, we were like, okay, this is, like, are we, like, how is yard waste fully captured, and what, it became like, what we were going to do was Mark was going to, which you can't see yet because it's one of the charts, Mark was going to provide the county's numbers that match the state numbers.
And that's in here.
Which give, like, the side-by-side comparison.
Now, that one you can see because I redid the chart word.
Gotcha.
Versus
thank
reading
you.
A narrative that
would,
that I couldn't.
No.
March, that just from background is from the document that we include in the appendices, the counties, and I just want to get the right terminology. The LSWMP from 2020 to 2029 and the annual recycling report. And that was just cut and pasted. So the chart has that information in it to some degree, but in Tracy's not wrong in that the numbers, unless you're really highly into the details, the numbers don't really seem to make sense. So we're going to just remove that section of the bottom of page 20 and onto page 21. And all this is just simply to try to say that we are doing something right now. Diversion, Amanda reformatted her chart to fit in profile instead of landscape. So then moving on to page 23, Tracy wants to note where it is today, and I'm happy to, I just don't know that number.
And I would, on 23,
yep.
I don't, on, oh, 23, no, 23?
Page 23.
Oh, 23.
So flow control.
Okay. I'm flipping between the actual.
Yeah.
Yeah, on 23, I also want to say that we need a header here.
Yeah.
Like, we're still under the RRA.
No, the header is the diversion, and I put the chart at the beginning.
Oh. Okay.
So diversion, this is diversion.
And
it's
I think the
chart should be after a bit of text.
Okay.
I think it's always better to have a little bit of text.
Got it.
It can be the text that's here.
Yeah, because the problem is the chart is like a full-page chart. So
yeah.
How about I do...
I like that idea.
I'll just
move
it.
Just diversion in this and then have the
first
chart.
Two paragraphs,
yep.
Or a few paragraphs,
yep.
Before the chart.
Okay. So we'll move the chart to after... some text.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to do that in the next few places,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so, and then...
Yeah,
you know,
I led off with the chart as opposed to... It was just
what is our recycling rate? The narrative has 19,000 out of a...
Yeah.
Out of 101,000 tons. Darn close to 20%.
Where are you at again?
I'm on...
Page
23. I'm on 21, like the narrative that we're taking out. It says, of the... You know, generate 101,000 tons of municipal solid waste, and then it says of that
19,000
tons. Yeah, 19,000 tons. Or it says additionally there were 19,000 tons. This is where we got.
So you're trying to find the number.
37% of regulated. So 37% is our regulated recyclable materials. That's right here, and then 40% of organic.
But again, this is where I have questions, because earlier, if you go up a couple paragraphs earlier, Ulster County generated 101,000 tons of municipal solid waste. Additionally, Ulster County generated 19,000 tons of regulated recyclables, so that's 120.
19 out of 120. We don't manage all of the recyclables in the county. And this is why I support taking this whole thing out, because
right,
it goes back and forth between the annual recycling report and numbers that we do.
Yeah.
So
right.
We manage 19.
Right. We manage 19, or saying that the county generated 19? You're saying we don't know how much is accounted for otherwise. Saying Ulster County generated 19, that means Ulster County, it doesn't mean we generated 19, it means
generated.
We managed.
Mark, do the haulers report back to the UCRA recycling rates?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you do
not recycling rates, the amount of
the amount
of material.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Allegedly.
Right. But nobody checks those figures, so I would be chary of using them for sure.
Yeah.
Well, the increase by 40% by the year 2000, I think I got that from
that we're pretty confident with.
Yeah.
Manna was there
right.
For a lot of that point. You
so if we don't, if we're not
40%.
Confident where it is today, why don't we just leave it like it is? And
because I think it's important to say we're no longer at 40%. I mean, but I'm curious what we're actually at.
So are you saying 40% of regulated recyclables?
No, 40% of the total waste
stream. Of the total waste stream.
When I left the agency, we documented.
Yeah.
40% waste diversion.
Well, I think it was almost as much as 44 at one point.
Now, what percentage
of the entire waste stream that
it's not just regulated recyclables, then it's all diversion.
You're talking about composting. You're talking about
all diversion.
So if you add the composting numbers, which is 18,000 tons, and you add the regulated recyclables, and then you add whatever else is recyclable.
Well, you'd also have to add C&D. And
I'd like a pie chart.
And you'd have to account for C&D. You'd have to add everything,
mm-hmm.
and then say what is recyclable, what is being recycled, so that we can see that number. Like, that's the problem with this whole narrative being all different things.
Right.
And but
well, we took that out. So
saying, but if we can find out what that number is. Of recyclables that are being managed at the county and being managed by leaving the county being reported, but what percentage of the total, how much is being diverted to recycling, that would be very helpful. Like, I think that would
okay.
help you.
Just recycling or composting as well?
Like everything that's being
diverted
out of the waste
stream. Yeah.
I would love that number. I thought we had that whole number, but then I'm seeing Ulster County generated 101,000 tons, and that's just what came into the transfer station.
But that's all MSW.
It's too confusing.
Because it's flow control.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if you can get it to us, if it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist, and we just leave it. Yeah.
So you're taking this whole section out.
Yeah,
so
right, but
like
this is a note for...
This is page 23,
and this is in
Mark.
The diversion section. See, this part is in the diversion section, and we're transferring this chart past the text, so that's why it's a little confusing.
Right.
What we're
right.
We're taking the part before that out. We're taking the narrative what? Out where it is. Okay, see, so we're taking out page 20 and 21, I guess, roughly.
Okay.
Not all of page 20.
We're taking out all of page 21 and page 20 from the where it says Ulster County History. We're removing all of that section, and then we're in diversion. We're going to put some of the text, and then the chart. And I'll have to work with Amanda to make that fit so the chart's still legible. It may be that I have to put the whole page 23 and then the chart on page 24. But
so for Mark's purposes, though, what we're looking for is the conversion rate if we can get it, because it will be in the
right.
Diversion section.
Because we at four, it was 40%.
In
the year 2000.
Characterizing total weight, including the system.
I just want to say that that's not what this paragraph says. So it says that 1990 Ulster County's recycling rate was an abysmal 4%. After you RRA took responsibility for recycling, it became 40%. You're not talking about diversion and everything else.
So talk about recycling if we can get their current recycling rate, just to talk in terms of what...
If that's what we... Okay, so that's what I want. I'm not including compost. I'm not including...
Why don't you get the composting number two, because we can then note the current recycling rate is X, but we are also diverting...
Okay.
It's also
yeah.
diverting X through composting. You know, we can, it's worthy of saying, mm-hmm. but...
I mean, the agency was diverting compost because we had a whole backyard push with compost bins from Orbis and mm-hmm. rain barrels and everything else when you were there.
And that's hard to understand.
Yeah,
them.
I think
it's
much
right.
Yeah.
But there's no way to...
Right.
We
just don't know.
We don't know
it's
how
it's
much
a,
was being diverted.
Right.
In
I just want to compare apples to apples. And if we're saying recycling rate is one...
I just want to note, I have about a roughly 4 o'clock stop where I have to stop. So.
Well, that's what
I
was
time,
trying to ask earlier.
I put 2023 in terms of that note
okay.
where the blank was. I put Amanda just confirmed.
Yeah.
So. Solid waste plan was dated 2023.
Yeah. December, right? Came out. The
New York State.
Young
yes.
Rate.
Okay.
Yes.
I put that.
So on page 25, this is where, and thank you, Mark, I incorporated in that chart. The ACRA is the first column, New York State is the second. I will work on the formatting of it, but I wanted you to see the data. So that's the difference between what New York State is reporting versus what ACRA is doing. So
I just want to...
We're doing great on food scraps.
This
yeah.
is done... Well, no, we're not. I mean, so this is MSW, right? This isn't anything being diverted. So this is Stony Brook...
Oh.
Doing a study, a waste characterization of what is on our tipping floor. So
oh.
out of what is on our tipping floor, 28%, because it says MSW stream, right? So 28%
yeah.
is food scraps. 25% is paper.
Oh. So, yeah. But, that, but
and
this
that's
is
similar to what New York State is reporting.
But the good news is it's telling us that with an aggressive food scrap, we can
mm-hmm.
right off the top take 28% away.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So should this be get a different title rather than stream by weight? Does somebody have a better idea of how to title this?
I think it's a fine title. I think we just are going to need to have a paragraph explaining that this illustrates how aggressive diversion could affect the waste.
Understood.
Or if you put a total of 100% at the bottom for each, that would help.
Yeah, I mean, I rounded up and down. If you add it up, I don't know if it equals 100 or 101 or 102, because I...
Okay.
Marks were in points, but for space and size.
Can I make a suggestion for
yeah,
space?
Yeah.
So, can we take that MSW stream by weight and make that a full... page, and we'll put a paragraph at the bottom
yeah.
with the explanation. And
absolutely.
Can we?
I can get rid of the other two. They were just
well,
there.
The other two, I'd like to have Ulster County's.
I couldn't find them.
Amanda has them.
Okay.
You can send them over the county's. Bring your own bag and the Yeah, you send some to what else? And the polystyrene.
That's fine. Yeah, I searched. I couldn't find it.
That could be on a separate page.
Yes.
Can we back up one page? I know I had no notes on it, but I just want to highlight that it's something that has to be addressed. On 24, it feels like, and I didn't make suggestions yet, but this feels like incomplete thoughts. Particularly the end where it says enforcement of source separation and recycling law, contamination percentages, tracking and use of data. Like, I think we need to be more clear in our language here. I will make a note, but if others want to make a note to look and make suggestions on this page, just to tighten it, because it doesn't flow as a reading this whole page.
Understood.
But I was a little,
yeah, you don't come away with
understanding. No. It's the hodgepodge of piecing all these different things together. Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting
the three E's, but it's four of them.
enforcement is enforcement.
Yeah.
I just want to go back a second and be clear with Mark that in 2000, the 40% did include composting because we got reports, as you still do, from larger facilities that were doing composting on site. So there. Even though the county didn't have an on-site, a county-wide facility, Mohonk, and so it wasn't strictly regulated recyclables. I just want to be clear about that. It was anything that they could report.
And that's where the 40%.
That was that 40%.
Okay, then.
So what number do you want from me? I just need to clarify.
Hold on a second. Can I break in to say, I think what we're really struggling with here is the fact that we need better management and measurement of these numbers going forward. And if we really want to divert as much as possible, we need to task someone with the responsibility of measuring how much we're diverting so we can set goals on that. And the agency is the obvious organization to do that, and I think personally, I think that should be a part of the contract. That should be a required element of the contract is they are going to measure diversion.
Can you write that and we'll add it in?
Sure.
Yeah, Amanda.
Because you said you just had Stony Brook in to do the for
22.
Okay. So how frequently does that happen? Also,
how do what?
How frequently do they have someone to come in, a third party come in and do a waste audit of what's
very cool?
That's the only one I know about.
Yeah.
Well, Stony Brook, but I mean, I want to say they either come annually or biannually.
Because I was reviewing some materials.
Stony Brook was, my understanding, I may be wrong, but Stony Brook was a special case where it took a long time and we had to, it was something that was developed, and I was waiting for it as a board member. That we were looking for these figures for most of my time on the board. Now they've arrived, but it's not something that we do annually that I'm aware of. I may be wrong.
Yeah, I'll check on
it. I mean, I know we make estimates annually, but to actually have another group come in and sort of check it and do it in a very thorough, on the ground level, that's not something we do annually.
How do you guys feel about having that as a requirement of the contract, a periodic waste audit? Is that
I'd say every 5 years, maybe.
I was even going to say biannually.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
Yeah.
I just skimmed through. Vermont just had one that they publicized, and it's a big study where you're going to multiple places, you're setting up your methods, you're all sorts of things about timing, like a good audit, and the sample size. And then what they were doing was they were looking at before and after for their compost law intervention. So that's they were looking at, so how much food waste are we actually still getting in the MSW? So they were using it to really kind of...
No, go ahead, I'm sorry.
A very solid data point, because it's hard to... The other estimates that we have on food waste are pretty high level.
Right.
And if you have people who are, backyard composting, diverting in other places,
You're not going to see that. It's going to be hard to account for. So really looking at what's coming in is a really good way of doing that. But that was, I think that was a 5-year time span for them. And also to look at like how waste is changing and how they might need to adapt their programs. So it was just, it was very interesting to skim through that. So,
Jim, because I know you have to leave, are there comments that you want to go through? Because I know some of yours are
in the back. I was just going to say to Amanda's point that since we have this Stony Brook baseline now, you know, in 3 to 5 years, then let's see what we do to find then. But I think to do it any sooner than that would be not smart, you know.
I also want to say that the self-reporting, gathering that information, processing that information, and I don't think there's a better way to do it. I suppose you could spot check, but it has to be self-reported, and the fact that it is some data, but it's self-reported, it's not reliable, and it's a huge amount of work to even get that. So I'd be careful with
going
to
online.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So then moving on, there were no comments on the composting or the innovation center.
Can I ask for clarity, just for someone to refresh my memory on the innovation center? We earlier today came up with an alternative to reuse innovation program. Like innovation center
and program center and program.
So I'll just make a note to.
So wherever it says Innovation Center, I'm going to change it to Center and Program.
Okay.
Got it. I'll just do that as a wholesale change. And I did...
You can't do it the two places just for yourself. You can't wholesale change it where it's something that's quoted from before or where it's referencing passage that of the
and
to the RICS because that was...
Right.
That's what they were calling.
And I'm going to... You know, like in paragraph 2 of that, committee unanimously supports the creation of a reuse innovation program, and I changed the C to P because it used to say reuse innovation center. I'm just going to get rid of the abbreviation.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
There. It doesn't need to be there. The only place it needs to be there where it references the document, which is the end of that, the last sentence in that, a report on the RIC was released in late 2023. And I reworded that at Mana's request to talk more about the hub and spoke thing because it kept referencing a center like it was one location. And Laura, thank you for that picture. It's a great picture.
Yeah, and that was the downside of the Reuse Innovation Center feasibility study. It almost ignored the fact that we have 19 transfers here.
But the picture should include a detail saying when it was.
I'll have to, because the quote, the sighting I just said from Facebook, so.
And where it is, please.
Yeah.
That it's in New Paltz.
And then go to the.
It was probably many years ago, right?
Yeah.
When was that?
It was. It was when it was first on, debuted.
So a long time.
I think it was in the news article she sent me, so with the picture, so I'll get it.
All right.
I really want to get to C&D because
I tried
to pull everything that we said.
I just have one thing on education. Is it before or after C&D?
C&D is page 28.
What are you looking for then?
Education is later.
Okay.
And Jim's about to leave.
So I just
want to say I have absolutely zero pride of authorship. I literally tried to go into our minutes, search for C&D, construction, on every set of minutes, and pull them into sentences and make paragraphs. Like, I defer to, you know, I see there's a lot of changes here, and I'm fine with that.
Okay.
They're going to be talking about C&D at the Zero Waste meeting.
So...
If I can talk about my comments, a couple of things. Like, I made a note that I wanted to ask Mark how the agency captures what's leaving the county. This says that 20% of the overall waste stream is C&D, which is less than half of what the state characterizes as C&D waste, according to this, the state's numbers. It said something like 40% of the waste was C&D. So I didn't know why we were so low. I didn't know if we could count on that 20% as being accurate, and I didn't know how we're capturing when people rent a roll-off from someone in Orange County and it goes to Orange County, how we're capturing that as Ulster County-generated C&D. My other concern is that this whole paragraph about changes in state law and challenges for transfer station and, not allowing the transfer stations to pull C&D, we had a quiet conversation about how there's questions about whether that's even accurate because C&D isn't accepting, transfer stations are for the public, not for institutions. So it's like, I don't really feel comfortable with some of this language in that paragraph.
Except it's the way the policy is being directed currently from the UCRA.
But it's not
whether
saying
it's accurate or not.
It's not saying it's a policy. It's assuming that policy is accurate. Like, the language in this assumes that.
So let's change the language. I'd rather change the language than not say it, because it is very important to the transfer stations, because it totally changed how we do business now. In terms of,
so why don't we say, and we're not going to fix it right this minute, but why don't we acknowledge that up until year X, transfer stations separated C&D from MSW, and under a directive by the agency, they were told to put their C&D in with their municipal solid waste.
I feel like I can write that section.
Okay. That would be great.
Okay.
I think let's say what we know. Let's not say, but then we also, I do want to know about this 20%. Is it accurate? And how does it account for what leaves the county? And you don't have to answer right now.
No, I mean, it comes from our annual site recycling report, because the haulers and the businesses are required to tell us from their entire, what they... And this includes renting a little trailer if we have that business as registered, which typically if they either come to us or have applied for a hauling license, then we'll know them. They have to tell us not just what's coming to us, but what's coming anywhere. So if that, to your example, if a company takes Ulster County waste and exports it out to Orange County, they have to report that in their annual recycling report. So it's all self-reporting.
Even if it's not recycled.
Yeah.
If I hire a dumpster and I fill it all up, and Company X takes it to Orange County, Company X tells you how much waste they took from me.
Yes. Not for you. It's not individualized.
But how do they? So are you confident with 20%? Like us having less than half of the state number of C&D generated in Ulster County of our total waste stream?
I don't know where this number is coming from. So I don't know.
When you say which number, you
the 20%. Where is the 20% number coming from?
I don't.
It was stated.
Does anybody remember who wrote that section? That was you, March, right?
Yeah. It was a comment in one of our meetings.
Minutes, but I don't remember who said it.
I'd have to look at that recycling report, because for our own waste, we do about 100,000 MSW and 40,000. Of C&D, so that's not
that's accurate. Closer to the state.
Right. Well, can you just get us the correct number? Because March took it from
you,
the minutes.
I would tell you if we have 100,000 MSW and 40,000 C&D, then I'm saying this just as an observation. Then there has to be we have to exceed that 48% threshold of a significant number that's leaving the county. In terms of C&D,
15 times 6.
So can we just make a note that we need to get this accurate, or remove the number, or whatever?
As long as somebody's going to be, because I need to know who's going to make it accurate.
Okay.
Because
you are going to work on the next paragraph.
I can work on the next paragraph because I can do that. I don't have the data to make the other one accurate, so somebody needs to either tell me what it should be, or. I agree with March. I don't know who said the 20%. It came out of the minutes, but I don't remember who said it. We could go back and try to find that. But
I'm gonna try.
And then
I think maybe it's in our local solid waste management plan.
It doesn't matter what it said in the minutes. We should just deal with what the numbers are in the
exactly.
Report.
So, so if somebody can, who has the ability to find the number,
I'll follow up.
Thank you,
Mark. But I have to actually go.
And then can I, on this section, I think we, because we also are making the recommendation, I think we need to restate that, you know, any compliance with the CLCP, our goals and our county goals will necessitate an eventual regulation of C&D debris. I mean, that we, that, and we have already agreed to that as a committee, but we have to restate it in this section because it's not in this section.
Well, I think what we agreed to as a committee was eventual consideration. I don't know that we agreed to eventual.
Okay.
We said it had to be discussed, but I think the word consideration is very different than eventual.
Yeah. I don't remember.
To me, it is. But.
Yeah. I don't remember what we actually voted on. We can look it up. But whatever
what
we actually voted on
needs
to be restated here.
Yeah.
And then MANA, it's adopted without a note, but I put in that the committee supports legislation requiring that any project use Elster County funds evaluate reconstruction before demolition and demonstrate a viable strategy for waste reduction, which was what you had asked.
And I'm not clear whether it should be any public funds or Elster County, but when we go to write the law, we'll throw it back.
But at least we're on record.
Okay, so it's for, can I just stop us here for a moment? We're losing Jim, we're losing Mark, we got a long way to go yet. Do we want to stop, find another day to continue this, or do we want to push through, get it done, and then, well, either way, we're going to have to meet another meeting, but what do we want to do?
Not that any more comments.
Okay.
And
so, Mr. Chairman, in case I have to leave, the only comment that I made was on page 45.
Correct.
Contract.
Which is what I was trying to get
right
to. Yeah.
So, I just wanted to flag that the legislature does not approve the ARPA budget. So I want to make sure that there was language in here that used the word approve when it talked about the
page 45. It's almost all the way in the back.
Okay. Got it. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. So we want to just continue. Liz, can you continue?
Yeah, let's push through and Jim will just have to read the rest of the changes.
Yep. So the changes we're making, I'm trying to take notes, and Laura and or Tracy are making them in the Google Docs, so I'll be combining the two, and I'll be circulating a new one.
And one other thing before I go, I am not going to be available next week because I'm going away on Zoom. I'm comfortable with the changes that I'm seeing, and I'm very comfortable with this direction.
Okay.
So, I wish the timing were different, but given the reality, I'm quite, these changes that I see in the blue line, I agree with them, for the most part, with tweaking, obviously, from the committee that, a discussion.
Well, before you leave, a quick question then. Would the committee want to consider making these changes and then just sort of agreeing by email? Okay, Tracy's saying no.
Well, we're not allowed open meetings. You can't agree by email.
True.
You can't.
Okay.
But is this subject to open meetings law?
Yes.
And we're going to have one more meeting.
We want it all formatted. We're so close. This is going to go on forever.
Well, I don't know that there is an actual, that we have to actually vote on the document. That's all I'm trying to say.
No, I think we should.
And I would like us to.
The next legislative meeting that is germane to this, if I remember our discussion, is the August 2nd, I think, of the Energy and Environmental Committee.
Correct.
We don't necessarily have to vote next week. If you want to hold the vote, I'm back on the 30th, and so I could make meetings after that. I don't have to be part of the...
If you're back on the 30th and we have to have it by the 2nd, I'm sorry. I'm going to just to push back a little. That's not enough time to get a report done.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
I am pretty close to comfortable with where this report is.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'll have necessarily any more comments. I mean,
If we're going to wait, though, and all we're going to do is vote yes or no, because at that point, we can't.
That's what I'm saying.
Fair to ask of staff and
we could issue a draft to the committee, have our vote, and then issue a final. So if people wanted to be reading it, they could.
Yeah.
My point is, Mr. Chairman, if all we have to do is vote, I'm comfortable with what we have here.
And I appreciate that.
We just The Ulster County Fair starts on the 30th, and I'm fully responsible for the climate row and a bunch of other people, so.
Well, yeah.
Can I vote by Zoom?
If we have a Zoom meeting,
yes, you can, as long as we advertise where you are.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in Virginia.
Doesn't matter where, as long as.
All right, fine.
As long as. If somebody wanted to sit next to you while you did it, that's all. Yeah, Liz would need the address.
And I'm sorry I have to run it.
No, 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 and thank you. Thank you.
I just want to express my appreciation to how well this is going and everybody's cooperation.
Yeah, I mean,
it's really cool.
We're finessing it. We got a good report, and I meant to start out with that. We've got a very good report here. So,
thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
I don't know where the 20% number comes. It wasn't in the draft I sent over, so it must have been taken from some other.
We'll just correct it. We'll just fix it.
Yeah.
Okay, so then moving on to page 29, infrastructure. Well, the deletion first.
Fine.
I speaking from the local transfer stations,
I just changed
there is
the
a lot
language.
Of confusion.
I changed it to there is confusion at the local transfer stations resulting in recycling and contamination.
Okay, you changed it in Google Doc?
It's in here. I changed it in, and you accepted it in Google Doc, but I don't see it here. Now it says
that's weird.
Additionally, education must be expanded and prioritized. And then I wrote there is confusion at the local transfer stations resulting in wish cycling and contamination.
Oh, okay. So you, it is there, but you.
Better.
So the cross out should have just been deleted instead. Okay,
yes,
understood.
Well. Yeah,
I have one comment. We're on education now. Yeah.
Not yet. We're on infrastructure. Education is next page. Page 29.
Can I describe, I had to reread to know what I was talking about
in
the comment when I wrote, I'm not seeing my comments, but I'm concerned about the statement. The statement that I'm concerned about is the cost of disposal and the environmental savings outweigh the potential profit loss. The first statement. The committee believes the recycling of items to remove them from the waste stream should always be first priority, regardless of the economic market. Why I'm flagging this statement, like I absolutely believe in recycling and it should be the first priority. But if there is no market, you're not actually recycling.
Right.
Like, so I just want to make sure that we're not sounding like wish cyclers ourselves.
Okay.
Saying
fair
we
enough.
Recycle at any, and regardless of the economic market, if there is no market, you have a pile of garbage. So I don't know the answer. I don't know what we really want to say, but I want to acknowledge that.
It should be waste diversion.
It should be waste diversion.
Reduction and diversion.
Yeah, instead of the word recycling, the committee believes the waste diversion of items to remove from the waste stream should always be priority regardless of the economic market.
Why don't we just
market.
Take out the regardless sign?
Okay. Well, I thought it was important because we were saying earlier that cost should not be the reason we're not diverting.
That's still true, but the way this is phrased,
there's a little.
No. So if you're right. If it says the committee believes that waste diversion should always be the first priority, if you do that.
Oh, we're fighting over it.
Okay, I'm letting
you go ahead.
If the committee believes that waste diversion should always be the first priority, regardless of the economic market, because diversion, diversion means that it's actually getting diverted.
Yeah.
The cost of disposal and the environmental savings outweighs the potential profit loss. Like that, I agree with. Like composting could cost a lot of money,
right.
And I'm not concerned about it costing a lot of money.
Right.
The benefits outweigh.
Right.
But making a mountain of something you can't do anything with, single use plastic. Yeah. If there is no market, if there is no means of actually recycling.
But I think the point is just that if the market is particularly low, and we think, well, you know, we're not getting enough money back. That's what I'm trying to say is we should still be diverting it, even if the market is low, if there is a market. If there's no market, there's no market. But if there is a market and it's just incredibly low, we should still be doing the diversion because the diversion is priority over the economic profit.
Right.
or
Amanda
personally.
There's still a layer of this, which is alluded to in the first paragraph, which is that there are certainly things that in Albany, at the facility there, that they recycle them, but we pull them out and throw them out of the, if they come in through the MRF. So there's like a, it's not just whether or not there is a market, it's whether or not like OCRA is effectively accessing the market.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also if the MRF is, having...
No, well, it's kind of two things, right? It's like the ability of the MRF to sort it, but then also the ability of OCRA to pursue the market.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like the example of the black plastic. Right now, what Amanda's saying is true. We pull it out and we're throwing it in the garbage. Other agencies, I know for a fact, are sorting out black plastic and recycling it.
So, I think that the language change is effectively, it does address my concern, but,
I like your language change.
Like, we definitely are, threading a needle. Like, I remember the feeling that I got when, the green sword happened, and like this feeling that we're doing such good recycling when really things were going on ships to faraway lands and not actually being fully recycled, and there's mountains of garbage. Like, same thing with fabrics that is happening at some level. So, but I think this change does address, like, we're saying our priority is waste diversion, and I think the point about economic market is critical, which you have in there and remains there.
Laura,
go ahead, man. And then I have a question to ask Tracy. Okay. Go ahead.
I would like to add, we'll put a period after priority, because we do have mandatory recycling, and as the avenue of last resort, the Resource Recovery Agency needs to take them regardless of the economic market.
But doesn't that, by having the comment saying regardless of the economic market, it's putting the focus saying that it is the first priority of the market?
We have mandatory recycling of regulated recyclables, but the UCRA has determined the number of recyclables
are not
they're not able to deal with them.
Back out of that then.
Yeah.
Economically feasible for them.
Let me just put a legal note, and that is that what the state defines as regulated recyclables is a recyclable for which there is an economic. So that's different.
Okay.
I think what we're trying to say is, can we err on the side of diversion, even if there's not an economic market, but there is a market.
Right.
An economic market in Albany and not...
Yeah, and one thing that's interesting or strikes me, it's just one of the many things that we could talk about for hours here, is like an economic market implies a net positive. It's like, you can make money from compost, but ultimately be losing money if the processing costs more, but you're doing the good of the diversion, which is ultimately what we're saying. And then also there's the curious, circumstance, of which Amanda talked about and Manna and I saw firsthand in terms of the thin film recycling that was happening in Jersey that is robust in California because of legislation that requires 50% post-consumer in garbage, in trash bags. Like, all of a sudden, now there's a market when there was none before. So
instead of saying regardless of economic market, what if we say regardless of economic profit?
I feel like market's
okay.
For right now.
You reworded it in there, because I didn't get it, but if it's in there, that's fine. I'm just, because Liz is a hard out, or is out at 4:30, and I want to be cognizant of her time, so.
Okay.
I'll take a look at it, too, in terms of wording.
Yeah.
Manna had something on education. So.
Yeah.
It's just...
This was copied from an online thing I found.
This is fine. There's a missing. And the missing is, in my experience, we met monthly with all the recycling coordinators, or some someone designated from every mm-hmm. town. There was a real sense of teamwork. People learned from each other. And if they need it all, I think it's once a year or maybe quarterly. And there isn't that same interaction. And mm-hmm. if we're really going to get from, let's say we are at 40% to 80% or, you know, whatever the state and county goals are, that relationship, that learning relationship has to be restored, because we do have 19 transfer stations. And if there is that interaction, it can have a multiplier effect.
So why don't we add something in the text at the top that says stakeholders should be convened on a regular basis multiple times per year. And my question is, who is the convener, and should it be UCRA? Because then we could put it in the contract and be like, you guys mm-hmm. are going to bring together the recycling coordinators monthly. Do yeah. it. It's in the contract. Yeah. They're not here, so I can make them do whatever I
want. Monthly? Or you think monthly?
I'd say no less than quarterly.
Quarterly.
Banner, should I say UCRA yeah, should engage no the municipal recycling coordinators?
We don't have municipal
recycling. So what do we have instead?
Yeah,
transfer station operator?
A yeah. representative.
Some places do.
From yeah. every municipality.
Well, from every transfer station, because
yeah.
some share.
At least quarterly. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, at least quarterly.
UCRA should engage municipal representation at least quarterly.
But that makes it sound like UCRA's just talking to them. It's really about convening them. Engage and convene.
Yeah. Where was that supposed to be?
At the top.
In the paragraph. Above.
Oh, the second paragraph. There should be a second yeah. paragraph after all parties.
Yes, yeah, I agree with that.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. No, absolutely.
All parties involved, which is not happy.
Yep. Thank you. That's a great comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to do the same here with disposal.
Can I just pause to remind Man of something else? Because I have a note that, and just I'm flagging it for you as we continue to go through here, that you wanted some recognition of the citizen committee that used to exist. Some.
Yeah.
So can I just ask you to remember that in case we.
That's really focused on host community benefit. That was where the focus was, but that host community can also meet with the for educational purposes as well.
But something just occurred to me when you said host community benefit.
Yeah.
Back in the section, well, I guess we're getting to disposal, never mind. When we get to disposal, should we breach the subject of community benefits for whoever's hosting the landfill?
Absolutely.
I don't think we talk about it at all.
I think I put it, I think we put it in our top line suggestions.
So let's move on. Are we okay to move on to disposal?
It is in the text.
So we're going to do the same. I'm going to move the Amanda's graphic after some text.
Can I just quickly tell you that back on our top key recommendations,
yep.
it says Ulster County must site a local or regional landfill for residual waste. A generous host community benefit must be created for the chosen site.
Okay, thank you.
And we go in.
So I should let me bring that language into the text as well in the disposal section.
But that chart, I think Jim was the one who.
Which chart?
The cost chart, the percentage of waste, we're not there yet. Okay, sorry.
I'm
uncomfortable with Rocco's article being okay. first text here. Like this to me makes it sound like it's what we're saying, and it's not.
Mm-hmm. It was just an example of the situation. We can take it out if we want.
I'm fine with leaving it in, but it should be at the end, or it shouldn't be the first.
So.
And we should. I also like the idea, like Amanda, I know, is looking to pull, the Herb Heckler speech and some of that, like
historical
document. Even this, just, I don't mind including this, but I would love to see.
So we'll start with the text and then include. We'll do what we said in the other version section.
Yeah.
We'll start with the text, then we can include Amanda's chart, and then we can sort of conclude with the article.
But if we could put a box around this or something,
I'll figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
No, I know. It's just kind of And
then they would like to memorialize her
Yeah.
Yeah.
Closer.
Get me the information, then I can, you know.
Oh, so this, yeah. I actually, this disposal, I have a question.
Where?
So we're on page 33, right?
Yep.
I don't know if I missed a meeting, but where? So wait.
Jim wrote this, and I edited it slightly.
Is this where we have this like mono whatever? Is that later?
The thing about like
he does talk about a monofill in the second, in the very second paragraph.
I think that's important to keep in, because right now you can't recycle all plastics, but plastics shouldn't be going into a landfill.
Places do, though.
They also shouldn't get burned, but there may be opportunities.
Yeah.
A monofill.
And I did ask Jim to take a look at this whole section because he wrote this like 3 months ago,
okay.
And we had a change. But he did look at it and he changed. He removed a couple paragraphs.
Okay.
But this he left this. So if we want to change more, we can.
Yeah. So can I read something that's only three sentences long? So
yeah.
This is from the scoping plan for the CLCPA. The section here on waste was written before the new Beyond Waste came out last fall.
Correct.
So just so you know that it's not, it doesn't reference the most up-to-date state documents. But it says the Climate Act requires, the heading here is Vision for 2050. The Climate Act requires a more dramatic increase in greenhouse gas emissions by 2050 to achieve at least an 85% reduction compared to 1990 levels. For solid waste, and water recovery facilities, so wastewater treatment plants, this necessitates a dramatic shift in the way waste is managed, to the point that landfills are only used sparingly for specific waste streams, and reduction and recycling are robust and ubiquitous. Also, methods to monitor leaks and emissions are well developed and implemented, and those emissions are significantly reduced. So, specific waste streams.
Okay. Can you send me that text? Or
yeah, I think it's a good grounding point.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think I would be comfortable adding it. I just would want to capture the idea, at least for me, that you know the citing, the reason why I think we, again, just my opinion on why I support the citing of a local or regional landfill is one. That there's going to be some time between here and there, that's 2050. Two, when you have a local or regional landfill, you're really vested in not filling it. So it's like, it's the most environment. I mean, the idea that it's, you own it for the future, you don't want to fill it up because it's not just money going somewhere else. And so I think both things can be true, but I think it's a more nuanced understanding that someone just hearing that would think, well, then why would we recommend a landfill?
Right.
So I just would want to make sure we're capturing like the totality of the recommendation.
We also want to be very careful with advanced technologies that once you invest in them, you have to feed them.
You do.
The worst is the incinerators, but it's true for any of the advanced technologies. And that's a disincentive to otherwise divert waste. So
can we make up
should we
a pin in that to make sure that we
should we
that
yeah should we
really important minimum. You could even put it in a sentence.
Page 35.
Charlie Whitaker. Can we take that out?
Well,
wait, before you
it's in the quote of the
yeah that's
from
gonna come out
before
yeah.
You get to 35 on 34.
Yep.
I am. Concerned about the abbreviations. I don't want people to have to go look it up. And this is,
yeah.
I don't know if this
what
is
abbreviation
listed in a way that
just the abbreviations in the. I'll just.
Where are we?
In the chart on page 34.
EFW.
It's
energy.
I've got a note,
yeah.
Minna. I will find out what they mean and I will spell them out.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
No, that's perfect. I just took that from Jim, who took it from some report
and
somewhere.
It shouldn't even be called energy from waste. It should just be called incineration.
Yeah.
You know, call it what it is. But
okay.
Yeah.
My question was, so page 35, where
Wait, can I go back to 33 for a second?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's okay.
Jim's paragraph about monofill, does that really have to be the first paragraph?
Well, what you're saying what I was just about to say, what I would like to do is move page 35 to the beginning of this section.
Okay. That might be
how do people feel about that? That's where we talk about the landfill.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
I just feel like monofill is not. Don't lead with monofill. Well, lead with landfill.
Like I said, he wrote this 3 months ago before we got to the point we are at.
Okay. Yeah, and I tweet this to really talk about host communities more.
Yeah. Thank you.
So we're going to move 35 to the front, and then I'll roll into this other stuff.
Great.
And then
the history of host community, because there's two towns that get it. Maybe three if Floyd's still getting it.
What are we talking about, this a pilot program for local haulers to build out infrastructure for EV hauling equipment? It is acknowledged that local EV charging...
That was something that was discussed by the UCRA at one point about the haulers using EV.
I feel like we're getting a little ahead of ourselves.
Okay. It was just an example of ways it can...
He walked that back after they got some more information. So I don't like that.
Okay, let's just...
So, so tell me where it is so I can cross it out.
The end of 35. The last two sentences. The committee supports the pilot program.
Yeah, we just removed those last two sentences. Yeah. You got it. Yeah. That's the thing. We've been meeting for so long, and we've been...
Yeah. I sent a note, actually, for last meeting that I wanted read into the record, but I don't see it in the minutes, and I'm not sure it was read. I don't want to say it today because Mark and Jim aren't here. I was extremely disappointed with the order of things and how they occurred, and I will say it on the record when we're all together in the room again, maybe at our next meeting.
Yeah.
I think I speak for everybody on this committee, in a sense, or everybody remaining at the table right now, that we really would have preferred to put out the report before they jumped into the landfill hellfire that they're in right now. We could have probably saved them some pain.
Mm-hmm. It's more than that, and let's talk offline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's a way to, in the report, or for the committee, when we issue the report, to say anything about that, but I think we should think about it. Not that I... You know, they have their own reasons and timelines, but I think the order is not helping.
We need to pick our next meeting before because, I really want to be aware of Liz's time. We're not going to keep her over time.
I just don't know what's going to be available.
And
now we have Thursday available.
Well, we'll just... I don't know.
I'm out of town from next Wednesday through Sunday.
We're supposed to meet the executive's office today, no?
We were, but we swapped rooms.
Oh.
Because they decided they could be there, and I said, let's move back to where we're comfortable. So, I mean, it's getting really hard for me too.
The Environment Committee, just out of curiosity, is it the 6th?
No, they meet on the... Yes, they meet on the 6th.
Okay. So I'm out of town 24, 25, 26. I mean, and 27, 28. But I probably can't zoom in those days.
I can't meet Monday morning, but I could meet... You know, move everything else around.
Yeah, and if we can either do it first thing, because I have to keep taking off like 5 hours out of work.
Are you talking about 22?
Can we meet in New Paltz?
Or the following week?
With open meetings laws, I don't think so.
Well, as long as we...
Well, I don't know. Where are we going to meet?
We know where we're meeting.
But where are we going to meet?
Town hall, village hall.
I don't know that there's a space, but... I mean, I could ask the mayor if we could meet in the village hall space there.
Closer, they have a room upstairs, yeah.
They do have the room upstairs.
I'm not available Monday morning.
Are you talking about 22 or 23?
Monday, what day?
I'm
22.
Not available 22. I am available 23. I think everybody but Amanda was closer to New Paltz.
Yeah, but I don't want to like totally upset it just for me, but I just I just can't keep doing it.
Let's just talk about dates. We're not even place right now.
Yeah.
23, are we talking then?
I can do I can't do 23 in the morning. I can do it in the later in the day.
I'm working from home that day.
Is there another?
The only day that I have is Thursday.
Is there another? So somebody, oh, you don't know now, if there's somebody else.
You want to do 20, I don't want to push it to 29, and everybody give feedback between now and then, and we get every, you know.
What day?
29.
I'm not available 29th. I'm away 28, 29. I could do the 30th.
I could do 30, and Jim said he was back that day.
30th is Ulster County Fair, so could we do
that's
it,
the first day of the fair.
Like maybe Fridays sometimes work early in the morning?
What happened to the 26th?
Friday the 26th?
I won't be able to be there.
No?
Okay. I'm working from home that day too.
What else?
24th? 25th?
I'm away.
You're away.
Like, and it's work, so I can't.
And Jim is away too.
Yeah.
I could do the 30th, but I would have to be in the morning. I would need a hard stop by 4.
I have to set up the Ulster County Fair.
What time do you have to be there, Anna?
Oh, it opens at, let's say, like 5 o'clock, so.
Appointments in Manhattan.
I hate to say, maybe we should meet at night, but.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Tim said he's back on the 30th, but Manna is tied up that whole week with the fair.
But Manna, could you meet at 4 or 5 o'clock?
But not the first day, which is
no,
the 30th.
But what about the 31st or the 1st, the Wednesday or the Thursday?
Yeah, I'll be away the 31st to the 6th.
Oh.
But I mean, I can zoom in.
Okay.
Or could zoom
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
How about the 31st at 4 o'clock?
31st.
To Wednesday.
Wait, let me just see what this
29 says. Wasn't good for people?
29, I'm not available. I'm away the 28th and 29th.
I feel like a loser. Everybody has plans. And I'm like, no, I'm here doing nothing.
It's
I haven't done anything yet.
No.
I'm not going.
This is just an overnight trip.
31st at 4 o'clock. Does it work?
It works for me. Can you do different hours? Yeah, okay. We'll have to pending. If not, if you know, I can run the recorder. If you know, we don't have to have a clerk.
Mm-hmm.
There's no requirement that we have a clerk. Yeah. There's just a requirement
we
have an open meeting.
We just have to remember to say who we are when we're speaking.
Yeah.
Well, here I know because I'm
are
here.
You're
yours, I'm not in it.
Liz is
I
not
can
available
do
the whole week.
The 30th.
I'm only
no, but if we do it at 4 p.m., she goes home.
I can do the 31st at 4.
Yeah. And if you can just check with Vicki if you can change your schedule so you could stay. Are you available to stay later if she allows it?
Mm, yeah.
Okay.
Not there yet.
Okay.
Do we want
but
to
wait,
find
the 31st, mm-hmm. that's my work at home day. That's every Wednesday. Except, like, but, I mean, I could talk
well, we can see if somebody else can. Yeah.
Okay.
I just.
Maybe Michael.
Yeah, we're just we've got to find it.
I'll speak to
yeah.
her. She's in tomorrow. So.
Okay.
Let's
set it for the 31st at 4 p.m. and we'll, if somebody can, I don't have Jim's contact info.
And by the way, we can do a lot of editing. We can edit an email. We can
so
have conversations.
So what I'm going to do is
yeah.
is the yeah. changes that we've made. And Amanda, maybe you and I can work on the chart so I can get the real
sure.
document there. And
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And are you still gonna have like a Google Doc?
I'm gonna leave it in Google. I'm gonna leave it in Google Docs for now. But what I'm gonna do is, for my own,
uh-huh.
I'm gonna pull them out of Google Docs and make edits in the Word document. And you and I can work on the charts.
Okay.
And then the other charts, I already put them in Word, so I can take them and just move them around.
I can work in SharePoint too. Can you?
I don't. I have no
well,
idea.
That's the Microsoft
yeah.
platform.
Yeah, I've never dealt with all
okay.
that, so I'm sure I can
that's
learn.
The
but I'm gonna. I won't get these changes made tomorrow. I will get these changes made by the end of the weekend that we just made.
Can I just ask? Just in case, I'm sending
a lot of
trans and Mark.
Yeah, but I mean to try to get them into the document.
If the 31st doesn't work for them, does the first work as a secondary? Like right now, we schedule 31st, so I'm just
I could also do the
yeah.
first.
Yeah.
Yes.
At 4? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. What's the legislative calendar that day, though, for committee meetings?
Wait, did we just set this in the middle of the Ulster County Fair
I yeah. can leave.
We
no,
did.
I know, but when is the event? When is the...
Wednesday, where the legislators go. The
is it Wednesday? Right? No, it's Tuesday night. It's always
it's
the opening
Tuesday
night.
It's Tuesday at 4. I'm pretty
it's
sure.
Never yeah. on the opening night. They call it the opening night, but it's never the opening night.
No, because I've gone, and I've always gone on the opening
night.
It's
always the second
round. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Hang on 1 second.
Always like, why do you call it the opening night?
Oh, no, it's not. It doesn't. I was thinking Ulster County Planning Board. It's not on Wednesday. It's always on the Tuesday. I've gone to it.
It's never on the day it opens.
Tuesday's when it's half price day and all crazy people come in. It's always
Tuesday
that check everything you put out
up,
for free.
And the fair doesn't open until 4, but I don't know if that's
so then
the
it's probably Wednesday.
So,
yeah.
so that
it's Wednesday. So let's move it to Thursday. Because it's not going to work.
No, nope, I won't
night
be here
or
after
not
that.
Even here.
Thursday at 4?
Yeah, I can do that.
Thursday at 4?
Thursday the 2nd at 4?
First.
Thursday
the 1st
at 4.
And
that's
a backup. Well,
no, that is.
Because the opening night of the fair
is the 31st.
Okay. Marge won't be
able here, I'm downloading. There. I'm looking at their
you
schedule.
You won't be there. You'll be at the opening night of the fair.
Yeah.
Probably. You're always at the
when everybody's on the stage. And
I still think that's the 30th, but I could be wrong.
The
30th is here, I'm looking, March, I mean, Amanda, I'm looking. Opening day ceremony is the 31st at 6 p.m.
Okay.
It's
all right.
It's on the
so
calendar.
The second day.
Yeah.
So we could do the 30th. No, I need to be setting up.
Yeah, we can't
do the
30th. We're going to do August 1st, Thursday, August 1st.
Yeah.
We have to finish that day. We have to. We can't extend beyond that. So, but please make comments online in between now and then. Yes. Motion to adjourn.
Moved.
Thank you.
31.
Put me as a second.
Okay.
I almost sent them a note that says the tentative next meeting is scheduled for August 31st.
No, we just agreed on the first, not
yes,
the second.
First
yeah,
at
right.
4 p.m. We'll figure out a location. It'll be here unless it's not here.